Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Rob and Akiva need a podcast, and they need your help. Can you make it onto the wheel? Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Yeah, they'll buy and sell your ideas. They'll talk about it till you've got it, you'll feel. Every weekend, better attend. You can guess what will be coming up next. Rob and Akiva need a podcast.
Yes, that's right. Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Episode number 130. Can you believe it? And today we're going to be talking about real or fake housewives of different cities across North America. Very excited to be back here with a man who did not listen to 12 podcasts. Maybe he did for pleasure. Here is Akiva Whitaker. Akiva, how are you?
No, you say Real Housewives of North America. Is there like a Real Housewives of Canada?
I wasn't sure. There's no Toronto. Mm-hmm. I guess that they
should
could
be.
Put cities up and see if those are Real Housewives mm-hmm. cities or fake Housewives cities.
They could have done that to us. I would believe like Cancun and Toronto have their own.
Yeah. All right. So here we are coming off of last week's episode of the podcast Power Hour. You know, I feel like the most consistent feedback that we got from listeners was like, don't worry about trying to make Renap shorter. It's fine. The length of the podcast is fine.
I think you scared people at the end when you said we're going to do shorter episodes. Not really a popular take, honestly.
Look, I was just saying if I'm getting the same amount of feedback to do a 3-hour podcast or a 2-hour podcast, like I could use that extra hour. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard the people that they say that no need to tighten it up.
The longer we go, the more feedback we deserve. Is that what you're saying? Like if we're going to get the same feedback on a 2-hour than a 3-hour, we're just going to do 2 hours. So like, you need to praise us.
Yeah, that's
if we're
right.
Doing 3.5 hours.
That's right.
Say like, guys, that was, if nothing else, say like, that was really long. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. you know, like that's why I'm out here.
Yeah,
you know,
we're at her to be praised about the podcast length.
Or I could stop. That's fine. Either one. Okay.
Stop what? Podcasting altogether?
No, I mean, I need the feedback. You know, mm-hmm. some people say like, hey, don't give us any feedback.
Well, we only need positive feedback.
I don't mind the negative feedback. Just don't be so mean. That's fine. Mm-hmm. I can deal with the fair criticism. That's fine. Like, I'm a big guy. Like, I can deal with that. But just don't be mean and you know, tweet negative things all day. How about that?
Okay. I'm with you.
Yeah. That's fine. All right. So, Akiva, how's your week been?
It's going well. You know, my wife just said to me right before we came on the air, she said, you know, whatever, we were arguing about something, and I said, listen, I treat you like a queen. And she said, please, if you were my servant, I'd have you fired. And then I thought, like, do you think, and does everyone think, that when we say, like, I treat you like a queen, I always thought, like, I'm the king, and I treat you like my queen. In her mind, it was like, no, you're my employee.
Hmm.
And I treat you like the queen. How do you think that saying really works?
Well, I was going to go back to the first thing of like, can servants get fired? Because I feel like that if you were a servant, isn't that ideal to be fired? Or does that mean you're executed?
I think like in the old days, it's like off with your head type of thing. Like biblical times, servant.
Yeah. I mean, I would imagine I was a servant. And they said, you know what? You're fired. I'm like, good. I hate it here.
Yeah.
No, this is a terrible position.
I'm like the queen's like baker or something.
Yeah, but in my imagination, I thought that
taster,
like, you're the king, and you're the queen, but maybe doesn't the king not always treat the queen well? Maybe the king has like concubines and is like, hey, listen, I'm the king. Like,
no concubines here.
Yeah. So maybe it should be that you're, you know, you are one of like, she's the queen and you're in the queen's court. You're a handmaiden.
I think I am a handmaiden. I think that's what she thought.
Handmaid?
We had different ideas.
Yeah.
Hand fella. I don't know what
hand gentleman.
I've never seen the Handmaid's Tale, so I don't know.
Okay.
I'm sure they go into detail there.
All right. Well, we are going to be talking about the characters, not from Handmaid's Tale, but from a different TV show, The Real Housewives, or not. This has been an idea. Akiva, how long has it been on the wheel, some version of people trying to get us to talk about Real Housewives in some form or fashion?
The idea of talking about The Housewives has been around basically for most of the length of the podcast.
Yes.
But we batted it around. We didn't know which season to cover, if we were going to watch season 3, episode 7 of it. Mm-hmm. And then eventually we heard a more fleshed out pitch to really go deep into The Housewives instead of watching one episode of television. By the way.
Yes.
A very lovely week where neither of us had to do a single second of preparation.
That's so nice. So now after last week, I mean, that really, listening to all those podcasts really set me back on my Survivor binge. Like I had to... Mm-hmm. Watch so much Survivor Samoa on Wednesday. Yeah, because of that. What was there ever a version of this where Brian Cohen's mom was going to be here, Plainview Sue?
Yeah, yes. I think she was when we were going to watch it. And one day, hopefully, we will still watch Real Housewives with Plainview Sue.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's
but
welcome.
Now we're going to like find out more about them. Maybe we'll pick a season that we want to watch one day.
Okay. Let's welcome back some people who are no strangers to RNAP. Of course, you know her as the official TikToker of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast. Please welcome back the great TikTok Nicole.
Feels amazing to be back. It's an honor to be one of the Bravo experts here, and in honor of the occasion of talking about Real Housewives, I have my comically large glass of Pinot Grigio. Mm-hmm. Cheers to this occasion.
Will you be throwing it or tossing it at anybody?
Oh, no, I have a table right next to me, and I'm ready to flip it. Anytime, no bad takes on this podcast. Someone's getting the boot.
Okay. All right.
This is a hat episode for Nicole.
Get the embroidery thread ready. This is my fifth appearance on
Renown. Oh, congratulations.
Very special occasion because a year ago was Family Feud. I saw in my time hop that I was DMing Richard Karn exactly a year ago today, asking him to be the host of Family Feud back on episode 80. And look at us 50 episodes later, and you can't get rid of me. I love
it. Wow. Okay.
But Karn, we got rid of, right? He ghosted us.
Oh, no, he never even opened my message, which is kind of unfair. I think we would have had to book the cameo from him. That would be a good birthday present. People 6 months down the line from my birthday know that. Remind my boyfriend to get me a Richard Karn cameo.
Is Richard Karn on cameo?
Yeah, that's or why Carneo? I feel like he didn't respond to me on Instagram because I think he doesn't talk to fans for free. You gotta pay $30 or whatever.
Oh, no.
That's Akiva's motto, too. Right.
Oh my God.
He has plenty of money. You don't got to worry about it. We're doing just fine.
Because Kiva says, I don't talk to fans for free. Okay. Richard Karn on the cameo. Wow. $100. A hunge, Akiva, for Richard Karn.
You know, we've sort of like gone through the cameo thing a lot. One of the things I would love to do is like 5 most overpriced celebrities on Cameo.
Yeah.
Maybe that could be like in our mini-sode. We could do that. Because like there's one of the bracket guys, like college basketball bracket guys, who's like not even a big TV guy. His whole shtick is like insane tweets. Like he just tweets, this is March after a crazy thing happens in March Madness. And tweets about how like he will miss a friend's wedding to watch like a Dayton Tulsa regular season game. Okay. And he's $250 on Cameo to like say this is March. It's insane.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. If I had $250, I would probably like, I don't know, like give to the needy. Like I don't think I
me
need
too.
That's what you think if you had $250. Mm-hmm. But you just want $250 more than Nicole.
If my options were Cameo from a rando or give to the needy, I think I need the karma right now.
The karma.
The karma.
Okay. A hunch for Richard Karn. There you go. Has anybody ever gotten but they probably want all like home improvement stuff. Like it's like, hey, like, can you tell my dad how to fix the toaster? I bet that's what all his cameo business is from. But let's welcome in the other person who has worked with Nicole to put this all together. Returning to RNAP, it is Sabine Blythe. Sabine, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm so excited to talk about some Housewives. I'm glad to be the servant to Queen Akiva and do all the prep work for this week. It's going to be great.
I would never fire you, Sabine, if you were my servant.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, me and Sabine actually have a lot in common besides Housewives. She's a professional dancer, and I'm a TikTok dancer. We share a love for the craft, you know?
For the love of dance. Yes. So that's great to have you both here. We are on video for this episode because there are going to be some visual demonstrations. I guess we're going to see pictures along the way here, Nicole.
Absolutely. We have visual elements. I feel like you have to tune in for this one.
Okay. That's going to be on the Rob Has a Podcast YouTube channel, or you can get the link in the show notes at robhasawebsite.com for this episode. All right. Anything else that we need to set up here before we start talking about real or fake Housewives?
I think we were going to intro the franchise a little bit, you know, get ourselves a little bit familiar. I know you guys said you're experts. No Camille Grammers in this PowerPoint.
Oh.
I
was curious to know. Lisa Rinna's.
Yeah.
Could but, I, like, which Housewives do you guys know? Like, that's what we're curious to see if we
Bethany Frankel.
Okay, skinny girl. That's a moment right
there. Nene Leakes.
Okay, we love her. Mm-hmm. She's the one that taught me that white refrigerators are associated with poverty.
Oh, okay. What do you go, stainless steel or black?
Stainless steel. Yeah, stainless steel. She went to visit one of her friends who like lived in like a less classy area to, I guess, Nene's standards. And she goes, oof, she got a white refrigerator. And that it still lives rent free in my head since I watched that as a child.
Akiva, what color refrigerator do you have?
Can I go check? Can you hold on one second?
You don't know? Aren't you Mr. Refrigerator? You don't even know what color it is? How's this possible?
No, he has like the platinum refrigerator.
Platinum?
I feel like that's better than stainless steel.
I don't want to flex on you guys, but it's stainless steel, baby. Yeah.
Who is no one surprised?
Yeah.
That's right. You have plenty of money. You should have a stainless steel.
Stainless.
Our fridge did just break. We had to get a second
one. You got an ice machine?
Do we have an, you know, ice isn't big in this country. Nobody really does ice.
What?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody's got ice here.
Yeah.
So if you have an ice machine here, you're rich.
Yeah. So I've got the flex and unflex that the coloring is stainless steel. I'm sure that the actual like material is not stainless steel. And then we do have an ice maker, but it's broken.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I make ice and then put it into the thing. And then that's how ice comes out of it. It is a terrible thing. And my 5-year-old uses all the ice.
That's fair. I'm anemic, so I'm a part of the ice eating community. I love it, but I unfortunately do not have an ice machine. I have to make a trays of ice like a peasant.
Yeah.
Haley Strong can give you a good recommendation for a nice ice machine.
She has, yes, she has a portable ice making machine that she can show off. Akiva, just one other note on episode 129. I was listening to it back a little bit, and so I was laughing because in the opening of the episode, you said that last week you wanted to do shots of like throughout the thing, and you had a Coke Zero, and I had like very hot tea, and you insisted, you said that do shots of the scalding hot tea, play through the pain, a little mouth pain's not gonna bother you.
That's what I said.
Yeah, so you gotta play through it if you're tough.
Yes.
And then by the end of the episode,
2.5 hours.
Yes. Yeah. You bite your own tongue and have to play hurt through the rest of the podcast.
It was really painful. I honestly had forgotten, so clearly it's gotten better. But yes, I did take a huge chomp on my own tongue during the episode, and I could barely speak for the rest of the day.
Yeah.
Did you end up putting a Band-Aid on it?
No, because I would have, I was going to sleep after that. I would have, like, choked and died on the Band-Aid. Like, the lamest way to die I could possibly imagine. Like, waking up with, like, a Band-Aid going down your throat.
R.I.P. Keeve, he choked on a Band-Aid.
He died doing what he loved, biting his tongue and putting a Band-Aid on it.
Oh, my God. All right. So, Nicole, all right, you want to give us some setup here?
Yeah, no, we were going to go through, we were talking right now about the Housewives that we knew. Before we were going to jump in, you mentioned Nene and Bethany. Do you guys have an idea?
Oh, Teresa Giudice, I know her.
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
I always thought it was Giudice.
Giudice.
I'm a Real Housewives of New Jersey stan, and I still don't know how to pronounce her last name. Like, it changes in season 7. It goes from Giudice to Giudice. I think back to Giudice. She divorces Joe, so I feel like why even go by the Giudice thing anyways? She went to jail for this man. She did several white collar crimes for him.
Mm-hmm.
Just to keep that branding.
Yeah, I know the Countess.
Okay, good thing we didn't involve her. She's the iconic singer of Money Can't Buy You Class. Mm-hmm. Very popular song that I love very much.
Yeah. Did she date Keith Hernandez, Akiva?
The answer is almost always yes. Yes. If you ask about a woman who lives in New York.
But no, Teresa's not the richest. Bethany is not the richest. This person who is the richest was on Celebrity Apprentice. Does that give you a hint?
Mackenzie Bezos.
Imagine, that would be a funny one. That would be too easy if we threw it in here.
Yes. So Keith Hernandez, I believe, dated Luann.
That's Countess Luann. That's a Countess.
Yes. Okay, that is Countess. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Countess is a good
name. I don't know. Who would be is it Nene Leakes?
No, actually, Sabine, do you want to say?
It is Kyle Richards from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Yeah. Okay.
What does she do to make all that money?
Her husband owns the agency, which is, I guess, one of the top real estate agencies in the area.
Yeah, he's a good husband. I like him on the show. He's
always
high. I
figured she was Kardashian adjacent.
She is Kardashian adjacent. She's very good friends with Kris Jenner, who has made several cameos on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Not like Richard Karn's cameos. Hers cost more than a hunch. Yeah. Okay. All right.
Yeah, no, I think we can start sharing the presentation. I feel like I'm about to give like a master's
This is like a Renapex. Yeah.
Yeah, so welcome to The Real or Fake Housewives. I guess since I'm in charge of the screen, I can just go to the next slide.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go. So these are all the franchises. There's been 10 franchises in total of The Real Housewives. We got Orange County, New York, Atlanta, New Jersey, D.C., Beverly Hills, Miami, Potomac, Dallas, and Salt Lake City. I believe that D.C. was canceled after a few seasons and that Miami is coming back.
Oh, it's coming back. Oh.
Yeah, Larsa Pippen is going to be one of the Real Housewives of Miami.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it's going to be really dramatic. I am very excited to see who her new man is. I feel like she's always jumping from man to man. So I wonder if she can pin any of them down for a cameo on the show.
Rob, what city is missing? What city would you like to see as the next Real Housewives city, looking at these 10?
Do we have Vegas?
Ooh, that's good.
Salt Lake City's kind of close. They do their
that
trip in Vegas. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chicago.
That could be fun. I feel like a lot
Chicago
of
has been a popular option that a lot of fans have been wanting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, every time I watch Drag Race, I feel like in Untucked, which is like the behind the scenes, a lot of girls, when they fight, they say, I'm from Chicago. Like that makes them qualified to fight. So I'd be down to see that one.
I want to know, like, what's Andy Cohen's deal? Is he in charge of all these shows?
He is the executive producer.
Hmm.
Yeah, so he's like behind the casting of all the shows, and obviously he hosts the Daily Show, Watch What Happens Live, which is kind of like the after show where he'll get like a couple of
like Sports Center for the Housewives.
Sure,
It's essentially one big inside joke for Bravo fans. But I like that we're doing this today as a group, so we can like demystify like the specter that is the Bravo universe, the Bravo cinematic universe.
Yeah.
And Real Housewives has gone international in the past. They did Real Housewives of Melbourne, and they've done Real Housewives of Auckland, Melbourne. New Zealand. I think there was also Real Housewives of Johannesburg at some point.
Yeah. What about Toronto for all of our Canadian listeners?
I don't think they've done it yet, but it would be a great idea.
Pin Haley Strong. She's married.
Mm-hmm.
I think she'd be perfect for that.
Yeah.
And I think, before we get into the Housewives, I think it's classic that in the intro of every episode, all of the housewives have a tagline. So we thought it would be a little bit fun if we could come up with taglines for all of us. We have some for you prepped. I'll give an example of a tagline from the show. My girl, Ramona Singer from The Real Housewives of New York in season 9 said, I'm an acquired taste. If you don't like me, acquire some taste. So it's something along the lines. It's kind of a quip. Sabine, do you want to do some of the ones that we wrote for Rob and Keeve just to give them some inspiration?
Sure. Okay. So this is, my favorite one for Rob that I wrote.
Yes.
Thanks to my lifetime supply of Laffy Taffy, I know how to work any sticky situation.
That's my tagline for my life.
That's like what you're known for the rest of eternity. It's on your freaking gravestone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like this one. Sabine wrote this one for Akiva. Among us, I have no trouble finding the imposter in this group.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
That's good.
That's good.
Another one I wrote this one for Akiva. What's wrong with living life horizontally?
Whoa.
It makes me sound more exciting than I am, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one I wrote for myself, because we do Family Feud, I host with Rob in the Rob Has a Podcast patron group.
Yes.
Be sure to tune in when we do those, because I am the female Steve Harvey. Mine would be, survey says I'm the baddest bee in town. I think that's good. And Sabine, you got one?
Oh, mine is I'm not afraid to waltz my way right to the top.
Period, Pooh. That's perfect. Yes. I love it.
All right. Make that. We got to change that to become our Twitter bios now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Keith, you got anything off the top of your head you want to contribute? I have one for both of you.
Oh, okay.
Mirror on the wall. I don't think I'm pushing 50 at all.
Okay.
That's good. I think that one could be like a very like baseline.
Mm-hmm.
If you could, like a duo, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe Akivas could be Mera on the wall.
Oh, that's
Oh, you love to see it. But do you think we're ready to get into the real or fake housewives, the actual mm-hmm. game itself? So we are going to be showing you a picture of a housewife. She may be real. She may be fake. We will include the name of the franchise. We have a short bio that accompanies. Yeah. I'm not sure how many questions there are, but do you want to know the stakes?
Yes, please.
So we believe that it would be fair if we did this like on a grading scale, like in school. There are 8 housewives in total. We were not going to tell you what the ratio is of real to fake. You're going to have to figure that out yourself. Yeah, no gaming the system. If you get 8 out of 12 correct, you guys get to take over my TikTok for a whole 24 hours.
Okay, good.
Okay, I'm in. Yeah, that's okay. Good.
And if you do not pass that bar, you have to buy me and Sabine pedicures.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
Fair enough. Fair stakes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We did a lot of work this week. I think like a pedicure is like what, $15? Like
you could have told me $3 or $10,000.
That'll be a $90 because I'm gonna get the toe acrylics. I'm gonna be walking around with like
you have like the fish eating the toes, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
If we win, I'm just counting my pedicure, my cameo, my mailbag. I am just collecting as prizes I've collected from this.
I don't mind these stakes. This is not bad. And we'll win anyway, so we're gonna have we're gonna have control over
it. And then we're working together.
Yeah, you're working together.
Yeah. I do think in general we have to stop like giving stuff out because we owe like so many people things that we've never paid up.
Mm-hmm.
But this I don't mind. This is fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Great.
You ready for housewife number 1 of 12?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We have Miss Anna Shay from the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Any jumped instinct reactions to Miss Anna Shay?
Okay. Looks like people are putting jewelry on her.
You can say that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Does the name ring a bell, Rob? The name does not ring a bell to me at all.
No. That this is a woman who, I should be careful trying to. I don't want to try to guess this woman's age. She has her hands on her hip. Looks like a stern look.
Mm-hmm.
Like a
Would
little
like
bit
some
of a scour.
Biographical information?
Yes, please.
I can give you guys some hints. So Anna Shay is an American author and purported medium. Shay has claimed to have used her psychic abilities to assist U.S. law enforcement in solving crimes, forming the basis of the TV series Medium. At a pool party hosted by Camille Grammer in season 2, she drunkenly told Kyle Richards she had a vision that entailed Kyle's husband leaving her. Anna Shay, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay. Akiva, do you think they mm-hmm. open up with a fastball or do they open up with a curve?
It would be a baller move to start with a fake one, honestly, because you almost assume. And I do think, well, how about this? There's 12 of them.
Yeah.
You think it's 6-6? I think it's probably like 9-3. It's a lot of work to make the fake ones.
Yeah.
Probably have to like find some fake person. I don't know what they're doing with like coming up with like a fake storyline. Much easier to remember them. They've seen the shows.
Yeah. This person looks like they could be a medium.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that we're hearing some other information that sounds all plausible. We don't know the game yet. It's like this person is a real housewife, but her name is Betsy Maureen.
Right. Or could it be like, but she's actually in Potomac or something like that. She's not on LA.
We don't know the game.
Cute with it. Y'all have never seen The Real Housewives before. Y'all actually actively are against The Real Housewives. Like, we really want to give y'all some chance.
Can we stop down for 1 second?
Of course.
Now, Rob, I'm from Long Island.
Yes.
You're from Long Island.
Yes.
First of all, let's stop down on a stop down for a second.
I know what this is about to be about.
What do you think about us rebranding as the lads from Long Island, me and you?
The lads from Long Island.
Like the lads from Liverpool or the Beatles. We're a little bit better than the Beatles. The lads
gender neutral. Can I join?
Then you can be hashtag loyal lads.
Yeah.
Loyal lads.
The loyal lads. So first off, Nicole, are we too old to be lads?
No, of course.
This may be in on the joke, but it makes us sound more youthful, the lads from Long Island.
The lads from Long Island. It's okay.
You don't love it?
I don't love it.
Okay. Yeah, for a full rebrand, that's kind of like...
We'll try it out next week. We'll call ourselves
the intro. Yeah, the L.I. lads?
The L.I. lads. Okay, that's not bad.
We can workshop it. We can work.
Yeah. Now, that being said, we're from Long Island. Sabine, I think, is from California.
Yeah.
But our buddy Nicole here, also from Long Island. She just dropped three y'alls in one sentence. I haven't said the word y'all three times in my life.
I told you I knew what this was going to be about. I feel called out.
What's going on? I don't know. Far be it from
me. I don't know. I'm in Bushwick. It's weird here.
Oh, yeah. The south of Brooklyn. That's fair. Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just teasing you. But
okay. Akiva, I'm tempted to say this is a real housewife. I think that they want to get get one over the plate to open things up.
Yeah. This is diabolical if it's fake. I also think like she might be off the show and that's why we don't know her. You know what I mean? Like she was like a one and done, or they said season two, like a two and done.
Oh, because if she was still on the show, we would definitely know her.
No, like, I mean, you know the big stars just by osmosis, right?
Oh, but we're not getting the B stars or the big stars. We're getting the C stars.
But if she was
you asked for these to be different.
They're probably on season 10. What season are they on in LA? Can you say?
I believe they're on season 10.
Yeah, so like if she was on all 10 seasons, you'd accidentally have heard of her, Rob.
Okay, I'd say this is a real housewife.
Okay, real.
Are we going to get a drum roll?
So this is Anna Shea.
Yes.
She's actually from Bling Empire. She is worth $500 million, but she is not from Beverly Hills. We just made up that storyline. A psychic does come on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills to tell Kyle that her husband will leave her, but the husband never leaves. He's still with her. They're together 11 seasons later, and it's not her. It's just a random lady.
So
Grammer thinks that she was actually talking about Kelsey Grammer at that party, so that's why the psychic happened to work out.
Okay, so this is a lady. She's from a different show. It's not a Real Housewife. Okay, so that gives us a little bit of a sense of like what we're working with here.
Okay,
Rob.
Yes.
I think the second one's got to be real if the first one's fake.
Oh, well, let's see.
Yeah.
Let's find
out. That's how I worked on tests when I was going blind, like on a test in high school or college where I didn't study. They're like, all right, the last one was B. There's no way the next one's B.
Thinking you're going blind, actually.
I want to work on that reveal a little bit. I'll give you a drum roll and then you tell us if it's real or fake.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, let's build some suspense into this.
I was just so ready to clown on you guys. I just had to beat you to the punch.
Okay, so we're 0-1. All right. All right, who's this person?
This is Deandra Simmons from The Real Housewives of Dallas. So Deandra is a socialite who is set to inherit a billion-dollar fortune from her father and uncle's businesses. The Simmons name is very well-known in Dallas. It's on many buildings. It's on many hospitals. They are known for running a very large social circle.
The Ringer.
Yes, she is known on the show mostly for her relationship with her mother, Dee, who currently holds the keys to the family business as well as the keys to Deandra's trust, which holds all of her wealth. You watch on the show as Deandra tries to get the keys to the family business and try and convince her mother to retire and pass it down to her. And there are many, many fights about it. And once she finally does get the keys to the business, the family is going bankrupt.
$1 billion?
And the family's going bankrupt.
The family business is going bankrupt.
Okay, because she's mismanaged the family. Well, now, why does she want to run family businesses? She seems to want for nothing. Why would she want that aggravation of running a business?
Until she actually runs the business, her mother is the one that holds all of the financials, and she's in a situation where she doesn't actually have any control of her own money until she runs the business.
Yeah.
Yeah, her mom is like Deandra Senior. Like, if that just shows you like what type of family she's from.
Yeah, are we allowed to ask these cross examination type questions?
Don't get too cute with
okay,
it.
We
I
will.
Think that is fun.
Yeah.
What are her kids' names?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bill Simmons.
J.K. Yeah.
I don't think she has kids.
Oh, she doesn't have kids.
Yeah, she's married. There's like a cheating. What's it called? Like maybe cheating there's like a cheating in it. Yeah.
No.
This might be a fake person, Rob.
Hmm.
Like, they don't seem to know much better. Like, She's going bankrupt from $1 billion? I mean, maybe the billion's like a lie, just what they say on the show.
Yeah, that part does sound a little implausible. I don't know. Maybe it's COVID related. Maybe it's like they run like theaters
from
or something.
A billion to zero? Wow.
Have they been able to shoot Housewives during the last year?
Oh, they have.
They have.
And when we get to talking about Salt Lake City, they're filming it right now when something crazy happened. So when we get to talking about that franchise, I think y'all are going to want to tune in next year.
Okay. Yes, and they just filmed Beverly Hills, too, during the pandemic. Yeah. And Orange County, this whole season started right as the pandemic hit. So they've just kept trucking on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of depressing. Like, I don't want to watch like COVID content, but watching them all scream at each other in like those masks that clearly don't do anything to protect you is kind of funny.
Okay.
Yeah. Rob, I was watching a show, Showtime show, because there was an Orthodox couple on it.
Yeah.
Couples Therapy.
Yes.
Oh.
And a couple of episodes in, it's like, oh, I'm enjoying this. Two episodes in, the wife is like, all right, this is funny. She's a big character. And then they're like, oh, Corona starts. I'm like, oh, shoot. And then, like, the next therapy sessions are on Zoom. The show's, like, not nearly as good anymore.
Yeah.
We're just going to be dealing with this for the next
year. Yeah, it happened on 90 Day Fiancé, too. Yeah. So, what do you think, Akiva? Do you think this is another fake one?
I think so. I don't have a strong lean. It would be such a baller move to go fake to open it up.
Mm-hmm.
I wish we knew how many fakes there were total.
Mm-hmm.
Fake.
But this is not among us.
This is why we didn't tell you, so we couldn't. You can't game the system.
Yeah, we don't know how many imposters there are. But
as far as you know, I'm schmucking this, and these are all fakes.
Yeah. So don't forget, it's being played in the schmuck with us, and then it has a vendetta. So
she does have an axe to grind.
What's this woman's name? DeAndre Simmons.
DeAndra Simmons.
DeAndra.
DeAndra. And no Googling.
No, of course not. Yeah. Of course not.
It's trivia rules. Yeah, trivia rules. I mean,
I have a slight lean towards real.
Okay. Let's go with that. I don't have a strong, like, the business thing is the only thing that really stands out. Everything else seems plausible.
I think that's like the reality show nonsense. That's probably not true anyway.
Yeah. Okay, sure. Let's go with that DeAndra is real. And here we go.
What's the reveal music?
All right, here we go.
She's real.
Nice.
Yeah, she's real. She's like a four-season housewife. She did have... I got a little cute with the cheating scandal there. I was like, yeah, her husband is... But like, that was season five. I didn't want to get too specific.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, DeAndra's real. Dallas is kind of a boring franchise. Like, she was the most interesting one.
They're heard of her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think she has like 30K Twitter followers. Like, not crazy, but...
30K
like,
Twitter followers.
More than I have. I don't know. Are the housewives tweeting? Not as much as they were back then.
We should do like a Taryn and Wiggler one for that much.
Mm-hmm.
The Real Housewives of RJP, House Husbands.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Are we ready for the next one?
Ready.
Yeah, so we're 1-1.
1-1. Here we have Aviva Drescher from the Real Housewives of New York City. So Aviva's catchphrase is, when people tell me I'm fake, I know they're just pulling my leg. She's a philanthropist and part of the Real Housewives of New York. She's most famous for throwing her prosthetic leg across the room after getting into an argument with the other housewives about whether or not her asthma was real. Is it Aviva Drescher real or fake?
Yeah, Rob, I know this one. This is real.
I know that a woman threw a leg. I know that happened. Was that her?
Yeah, it's Fran Drescher's either little sister or first cousin.
Yes.
She's way too blonde to be related to Fran Drescher, I feel like.
No, they're first cousins or siblings.
Is that not a popular last name?
It is not a popular last name, but they're related.
The more you know.
Yeah.
I believe.
Why, Akiva, how do you know this?
This was like because I used to work in like news and we would cross into entertainment and I remember seeing this.
Okay. Yeah, and you're sure it was her? Yeah. You're sure it's not like, okay,
second I saw her, I said, oh, she's the one who threw... I mean, I'm face blind, but the second she said
you're not leg blind.
That's my... See if, that could be a...
That could be Akiva's phrase.
Slogan. I'm face blind, but I'm not... And then I'm like a creepy guy who stares at legs? No, I don't think so. what if I was like eating chicken legs or something? That I would do. The second she said Aviva Drescher, I said, oh, yeah, she threw her own leg.
Okay.
So I knew it right
away. All right. So, let's lock it in. All right, here we go. Number three.
Aviva is real. I'm surprised you didn't know. She was actually, her and her husband were on the same season of Marriage Boot Camp with Tyson and Rachel. So we had a backup in case you knew her right away from that. But the prosthetic length thing, like,
you can't not talk about it.
It's
Who
so
else was
iconic.
On that season?
Spencer and Heidi. Heidi. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm talking about Real Housewives. Oh. I'm like, Sonia was there. Ramona was there. That's when Sonia had her toaster that season. Like, crazy memories.
Is she? Is she not related to Fran Drescher?
I don't know that personally. I think her husband.
Sabine, do you mind looking it up Drescher? while we're talking here?
Sure. Who is Fran Drescher?
Excuse me, number one MILF of all time.
Wow. Do you have rankings, Nicole?
No, I just know that she like is far and away the number one for me.
Number one of all time.
Put that on the census.
Yeah. Put it on the wheel. Yeah.
Mara, can you come here for a second? No.
Okay, yes, they're cousins.
I was gonna try and get my king.
No way! They're cousins.
Yeah.
Wow. First cousins, yeah.
Yeah, so Aviva does throw her leg because all the other women, they go on a cast trip and she's mad that she can't bring her husband. So she says, I'm sorry, I have asthma, I can't fly. And then she, at the party, when people confront her about it, she goes, my asthma is as real as this. And she like throws her leg.
Jeez, and it's like, producers must have been so excited.
And you can see her leg just sitting on the floor with the high heel on it. It was truly one of the best moments in the history. Like it paralleled.
Did it hit anybody?
No, she just throws it in the middle of the party.
Yeah.
And it was like Sonia's cardio.
Time they talk about faking illnesses on the show. Yeah. It happens a lot.
Yeah, somebody takes cancer. Yeah, it's sad.
Akiva, that's like a superpower that you had. Like when you were like the lazy dodger. You just had like your dodgeball that you could throw at people.
Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit like Aviva Drescher. You think she was like the inspiration somehow?
Perhaps, yeah.
Like
yeah.
You remember hearing that story now, right? It rings a bell.
Yeah, I know it does. Yeah.
It's like a famous meme. It went around.
I don't remember
Facebook.
The husband at all, to be honest.
He was like short and annoying. Like he was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I was watching that show for Tyson, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
You're a good friend.
Yeah.
I think she also wrote a book called Leggy Blonde.
We don't know.
Leggy Blonde. That's funny.
Okay. All right. Look at us now. What a comeback. All right. Two in a row.
Two and one, baby.
Off the schneid.
Oh, no. We got Miss Girl right here. Sabine, you want to tell us about her?
Yes. So this is Victoria Lacoste. So she is the Swiss heiress to the Lacoste fashion empire. She's part of the Real Housewives of OC. Her biggest moment on the show happened when, after a fellow housewife had updated her breast augmentation, they had a dinner party to celebrate. And the housewife that just got her breasts done brought out her old implants to compare them. And so Victoria then took the implants and started juggling them to show off, and because she was also a little bit drunk. And then she accidentally dropped them in the lemon meringue dessert.
Okay. First off, not super impressive to juggle two things. Like, anybody can do that.
Yeah.
One-handed juggle. I feel like I saw that at a couple of frat parties.
Sure.
That could have been
Lacoste. Akiva, what is that? Is it the little alligator?
It's the alligator, yeah. Sometimes a big alligator.
Oh. Okay. And
I
what's
not a big alligator.
What's this woman's name?
Victoria Lacoste.
Victoria Lacoste. Okay.
I have a strong lean here. Do you have a strong lean?
Well, I feel like that you are not even listening to the clues anymore. You are only in like the game of like, they wouldn't do three real ones in
a
row.
No, I'm not in that. I'm out of that.
Yeah.
I just think like, I feel like I would have seen her name somewhere. I know the name Lacoste. I judge it a little bit more on the name and then how they tell the story. That story is very specific.
Yeah. Name one Real Housewife of Orange County. I doubt you could.
Not true. I was sitting next to a lady and she's like, oh, my money manager is, is it Kelsey Grammer? So who's a money manager on that show?
Money manager is Kelsey Grammer.
No,
unless he's getting your money in a money plane. Yeah.
Kelsey wanted to, you could tell the entire time Kelsey's on the show that he wants a divorce. He looks like in pain every time he's on screen.
Yeah. Are you anti Kelsey Grammer?
I mean, like, he did like leave Camille high and dry, but Camille is delusional. Like that's just a fact, period.
Yeah.
So it's hard to have an opinion.
Hey, Kiva, am I off base to say this woman looks young to be a real housewife?
She's a little younger than who we've seen so far.
Like I wouldn't be surprised to hear that this is like an actress.
Yeah, I don't think she's real. I feel like we'd know about Victoria Lacoste.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they were like, oh, we don't even, before at the beginning, they were like, oh, this is the richest person, whatever. And now it's like they're bringing out all these rich people, and I don't know if they're real or fake.
Okay, I'm leaning towards fake.
Yeah, I got a strong fake lean here also.
I'm not sure if the breast augmentation
That's
party.
That's a wild story.
That is
I
a wild party.
Yeah.
Do they give you the old ones? Do you keep them?
Yeah.
I think you can
for most surgeries.
No, you do keep them, yes.
You do? They give you back the old ones? I mean,
they probably ask you if you want them. No?
Why do you want them?
Need them back.
I've watched too much Botch to know that this is definitely a thing.
Mm.
Well, if they
just,
take out your
bags that they give you when you leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they take out your kidney,
goodie bag.
They give you the old kidney.
Yeah, there's no other surgery where it's like, all right, well, here's your old hip. We put in the new one.
If I
get my alternator changed, they don't give me the old alternator in a bag.
See, if I got hip surgery, I would put the new bone on the wall like a deer head.
Hmm.
Like that would be like a new home decor. That'd be a vibe. More ethical.
Yeah. Here's your old tooth that we did the root canal on.
Kids do that. Kids keep their teeth.
Kids keep it because they just fall out. They don't. It's not that they get replaced by the dentist.
People have kept their kidney stones.
Yeah.
I also think, not to make a joke for a second, I think if it's if you're getting them removed cosmetically, then it's it's a little different probably. Maybe they're more likely to give them to you.
Does Aviva have the old leg?
No, the old leg is in a barn somewhere. It got chopped off.
Okay. All
what
right.
does that mean?
Is the old leg her real leg or...
No, so she has obviously the prosthetic leg, but no, she lost it in an accident, working with horses when she was a kid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Got it.
All right.
I didn't know if she was born.
We'll say we're going to go with this is fake. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Let's see.
Drum it up.
Here we go. Lock it in.
Big fat fake.
Yeah.
So Sabine actually went to high school with the real Victoria Lacoste. This isn't her. But
no,
every single person. Yeah, every single person I tested this slideshow on all said she was fake because of the photo, and it was too late for me to change it. But I'm glad that you guys aren't taking those too seriously.
Sabine, this is a classmate of yours?
So I went to school with a girl named Victoria Lacoste. The story is completely made up.
Yeah, no, she doesn't know anything about lemon meringue desserts.
There was no breast augmentation reveal party.
No, but there is a housewife who gave her old implants to Andy Cohen, and they now sit in the clubhouse.
Okay.
I
love clubhouse. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Rob's in that room a lot. Wait. My question is your classmate the heir to the Lacoste fortune, or no? That was just her last name.
I don't know if she's the direct heir, but she is definitely
one of them.
And this is a real picture of her.
No.
Okay.
It's a stock photo.
Stock photo. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Got it.
All right. So look at us now, Akiva. Three in a row.
My feet are going to be very unmassaged,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here we have Eva Marcel coming off the high of the recent RHAP Rewind. Here is Eva Marcel, known for winning Cycle 3 at ANTM and joining the Real Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah.
One of her most remembered moments on the show was her feud with Nene, where Nene said that Eva was boring, fake, and only came on the show to fund her lavish lifestyle and continue to have more babies.
Hmm. Okay.
Eva Marcel.
Akiva, I hear anything implausible here that Eva has great cheekbones, mm-hmm. would certainly, be able to cut it as a model. We didn't hear anything implausible other to say that she trashed Nene Leakes.
I assume if you're on Atlanta, Nene Leakes is the star. You're probably getting into
mm-hmm.
You want camera time, you're probably getting into it with Nene.
Yeah. I mean, I'm leaning towards real.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any reason to say that she's sus.
Yeah, I don't think she's sus. I think the story was so... What was the first fake story? Do you remember?
The medium.
All right, so I feel like they're so clever with the fake stories. That could be a tell.
Mm-hmm.
This is a pretty basic story. Sounds very realistic. The picture looks like she's a real housewife.
Mm-hmm.
I feel
not a stock photo.
In a fake Survivor game right now. I'm about to get voted off the island.
Mm-hmm.
There's so much strategy going on. I'm like, is it 50-50? It's real or fake?
Mm. I think we are both in agreement that we think it's she is real. Eva is real.
Yeah, she is real. We're going to be 4 in a row now.
All right, here we go. Here we go. Here's the drum roll.
Eva's real. Yeah, she's definitely real. Boy. She was the one of the recipients of a short pixie cut on America's Next Top Model Cycle 3, and she cried, but she still won. I feel like that's a bad tell on that show. If you get a bad haircut, you usually don't win.
So are we 4-1?
Yeah.
Akiva, imagine the Jets started off a year 4-1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
That'd be wild. They still we still could finish 4-8 and not even come close here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like
we're worried about our draft pick for the next Real or Fake Housewives?
Mm.
Or do we want to go ahead and try and win it?
Yeah. No, we're on fire. If we get to 8, do we stop or we're going to keep going?
I feel like it could be fun. We could rapid fire. Okay. I feel like there's some good ones towards the end.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
I feel like Sabine, I'm ready to talk about this one.
Okay.
So this is Mary Cosby of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Cosby or Crosby?
Cosby.
Okay.
So she is the Pentecostal first lady of her church, who inherited her family's empires of churches, restaurants, and more. She started off her season by getting into a fight with another woman by saying it smells like hospital after the other housewife had just come back from her aunt getting both legs amputated. And so that started a whole fight, the whole season about it smells like hospital. And so after that, she refused to film with the other women and she spent the rest of the season in her closet.
Hmm. Okay.
Like Zoom closet?
Zoom like closet?
She was she zooming from a closet?
In her closet and the camera would be there and she would just either call the other ladies or she would just talk about what else was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, talk to her husband, like talk to her kid.
Okay.
I had a strong lean on Real until the sit in her closet thing at the end.
Okay, so I happen to know that the smell like hospital thing is certainly real.
Yeah, that sounds real.
Now, that is real. I know that's also Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Now, the only thing is it like a switcheroo of, yes, this did happen to somebody else on Real Housewives of Salt
There's
Lake
no
City.
Mary Crosby.
But no, Mary, I believe it's Cosby, no?
Cosby.
Yeah. No
Mary
relation
Cosby.
To Bill Cosby, correct?
No
relation.
Okay.
Now, I do know the Real Housewives of SLC, Rob, had a big scandal where one of them was arrested, right?
Yes.
No relation to Zach Wilson, right?
No, very much white collar crimes in Salt Lake City, a lot of defrauding the elderly. And it was very iconic to watch as a Bravo.
No, there was a relation. I think he was a coach on Utah or BYU.
We'll get there.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Coach Shaw.
Okay. But I would say that this is real based on the little anecdotal knowledge that I have.
Yeah, the story's real. I just wonder, Rob, if like this is a very like wacky fake, like this is the best picture they have of the famous Mary Cosby.
I think if it was,
you think she was in the closet? Akiva,
I think if it was, there's no way that they picked this picture if it's fake. That this has to be a real person.
What closet,
she lives in the closet. They can't get a good picture of her.
I would have heard about the closet.
Her closet is the size of my apartment.
We have like a full body photo of this person if it was fake. They would say like, no, find the headshot. Yeah.
True. I feel like I read New Yorker, like a long article about Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. And I don't remember the closet anecdote, which I feel like would have come up. But
you're getting too hung up on the closet. You're getting too hung up on the closet.
Okay.
Let's lock it in.
You're saying
real.
She's real and she's spectacular.
Real and spectacular. All right. Let's see.
We could afford Nell here.
Mary's real. Of course Mary's real.
Nice.
Yeah, y'all are kicking our behind. But
she lived in the closet?
She didn't leave the house the whole season. She just stays in her big closet, which throw off her Fendi purses and just like call the other ladies the whole season. She doesn't go on the trip, which is like, if you go
so
on the
she
trip,
she never interacts with them, literally.
Akiva.
Like she calls them.
Why is this so hard for you to imagine? Didn't you spend your life thinking that E.T., Marvin Harry, and Chucky and Edward Scissorhands all lived in your closet?
Now maybe Mary Cosby's going to go in there.
Yeah,
and the thing is about her,
it's not even the craziest part.
Yeah, the strangest thing that we didn't even bring up, she is married to her step-grandfather, which is how she inherited her first ladydom at her church.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the whole thing where the family empire includes the church and restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
No, churches were big money makers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Jen Shah is the one who got arrested, and they obviously get into the fight. And when Jen Shah was blacked out, she said, Mary F's her grandpa, so that was a big storyline.
Step-grandpa.
That grandpa.
Yep.
That's among us.
Yeah, but the thing about, so Jennifer Shaw was arrested recently. She's facing up to 30 years in prison. That's the one who she said smelled like hospital, and that's how they started the feud. Mm-hmm. What she did is, like, she started a fake marketing company, and she would, like, specifically defraud senior citizens, mm-hmm. like, that owned businesses, and then would, like, create lead lists and sell them out. So on the show, they were questioning her business. Everyone's like, it's a little sketchy. And then, boom, she gets arrested. When she actually got arrested, they were filming the show. She fled the scene, and they caught it all on film, her getting arrested on the side of the road.
Okay. And that was not Mary Cosby?
Not Mary Cosby, you'd think.
Okay. I thought maybe she was living in the closet to prepare for going to jail.
Yeah. For tax fraud.
Well, so we all thought that if any of them were going to get arrested, it was going to be Mary Cosby, because her church has been somewhat linked to being a cult and, mm-hmm. you know, possibly defrauding her constituents. But no, it was Jen Shaw that got arrested instead.
Okay.
And her husband is the coach of, or it was like probably like a third line offensive coach for.
Yeah, I think he was special teams or a position coach. And people wondered how they lived in such a big house with like his yeah. minor salary.
He might have been
strength and conditioning or assistant strength and conditioning.
Yeah,
like Sabine said, they rent the house for the show. It's like a gorgeous, they call it like the Shaw Chalet, and they're throwing these crazy $100,000 parties. But like, man, like Coach Shaw knew the whole time.
Yeah.
He
ideally.
Hasn't been charged yet, though.
Yeah. If you're not running like a big scam or if you are running a big scam, ideally, probably don't go on reality TV.
That's the bit, right? That's what everyone's been yelling about. Like, why did they do this if they knew that they were defrauding?
Can't help it.
I guess defrauders will defraud.
Want that heat. Yeah.
Yeah. But definitely.
It was never like Madoff's Millions, a reality show.
Can't stay alive.
People on.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like, she wasn't even the first housewife to be arrested. Like, obviously, Teresa did a similar thing. Somebody on Beverly Hills, their husband got arrested for defrauding like plane crash victims. Like, why can't these people stay off TV? Like, if you know that you're doing really terrible stuff, like maybe it's like there's some sort of correlation. I should run like a regression on it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe my master's thesis is like, what is the correlation between attention whores and white collar criminals?
I mean, it's probably a lot of overlap in that Venn diagram.
Yeah, there's probably
a big circle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we're 5-1 on a red hot 5-game winning streak now, Rob.
No, yeah.
We just have to go 3-3 the rest of the way. If we bat 500, we're the winners. We get access to Nicole's TikTok. Sabine really gets up scot free. She either gets nothing or a free pedicure.
Mm-hmm.
No, she. Yeah, I feel
you have
like
a TikTok, Nicole. I mean, Sabine.
I do have a TikTok.
Oh, okay. Okay. Do we get access to Sabine's TikTok?
I mean, you can. There's nothing on there.
Yeah.
Maybe I give it to Adira.
I'll let my kids take over.
I can teach you a TikTok dance, but I feel like that's even more of a punishment for you guys than it is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Sabine, I asked my son if he knows what salsa is, and he says, yes, Dad, it's a dance.
Oh, wow. Not for the chips.
Yeah, he did not know the condiment. And I said, is it anything else? He says, yes, it's also a type of music.
Oh,
I'm very cultural.
Yeah,
so worldly.
Yeah, but doesn't know about salsa, the condiment.
The egalitarian. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. Everybody loves salsa. Yeah.
All right. So are we ready to go to the next housewife? We have here Miss Candace Bassett from the Real Housewives of Potomac. Mm. She's a former Miss United States and part of obviously the Real Housewives of Potomac. She was also a staffer on the Obama 2012 re-election campaign. Her most talked about moment on the show was when she got into a physical altercation with another housewife at a winery that ended up with hair being ripped out and wine glasses being thrown in faces, as well as a different dinner party fight where she waved a butter knife in another woman's face.
Okay.
Why'd they call it Potomac and not like DMV or something, I wonder?
They're in Potomac. Like all of them. Like
everyone's in Potomac? Wow.
There's a lot of drama about like the rich parts of Potomac and like people. When you move to Virginia, it's like kind of sketchy. And like
like the Potomac doesn't have like a ton of name recognition before mm-hmm. this.
It doesn't, but like it's pretty lucrative. I would love to live in this area. They seem rich. This is where I'm not going to dox one of my friends. One of our listeners lives actually right around the same area.
All right. So what is this woman's name?
Candace Bassett.
Okay.
Candace Bassett. She
worked for Obama 2008 or 2012?
2012.
Re-election.
She waved a butter knife, and what else did she do?
She got her hair ripped out, and then she threw the wine glass.
And she threw a wine glass at someone?
Yes, very targeted.
Did it make a direct contact?
Charges were pressed.
And blood was drawn.
Blood was drawn.
Yeah.
And then the woman ripped her hair out? Or those were separate incidents?
It was the same fight.
I think one was a reaction to the other. I feel like if I got my hair ripped out, I'm going to throw what's ever in my hand.
Yeah, but if somebody's close enough to rip your hair out, you're throwing a wine glass, I feel like you break the wine glass over their head.
Maybe
the wine glass was first. I'm not like this the know-all of who shot first.
Okay.
Could there have been a second glass thrower?
Yeah. Akiva, do you have a... This is, I think, the toughest one in a while.
This is the toughest one because I don't want to say it, but we are due for a fake.
Mm-hmm.
But also, I don't know anything about Potomac. We would never have heard about this person no matter what because I don't think like there's a huge breakout star. It's one of the newest ones.
Mm-hmm.
The Obama thing is random, but like, why not? It was 8 years ago.
Did we get any of her backstory pre-Obama re-election?
Yeah. Miss America.
Miss America.
She does
Miss United States, to be specific.
Okay. She does skew pretty young for these housewives.
Miss United States, I feel like a very specific detail.
What's Miss United States? Isn't that Miss USA?
It's like they're very different. I don't know who owns this one, but there's like their own.
The pageant world is like there's like a bunch of pageants.
I don't think there is a Miss United States. No, I
believe it. I believe it.
Miss America.
Yeah, then like some other person comes along like, hey, let's start a Miss United States.
So this is like the third one?
Yeah. So I think it's like
now I think maybe we're dealing with a fake.
No, I think it's real. We might be more in disagreement. Yeah.
Well, it takes
our guys are fighting.
Again,
it was a reality show.
Our fakes have been more incredulous
is a pretty basic story, right? This is throwing a wine glass, that's like every day. They were also really in cahoots on their stories. Like the stories checked out pretty solidly, Sabine's and Nicole's.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But we're united.
Where are you leaning, Rob?
I'm leaning towards she's real.
Okay. Well, I'm like 55-45 real. This is a hard one, but we have one to play with.
Hardest one yet. Okay.
We're going to say real.
All right. Let's go with real.
She's real.
Yeah, we're getting played. Oh, my God.
You are dreaming.
So there's been seven. Have five of them been real so far?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think there's only been two fakes, right, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fake.
That's right. Okay. So there's going to be four fakes total. All right. Six in a row. We only need two more out of the final five here.
Okay. Let's see if we can stump them. This is Sabine's.
Okay.
So this is Caroline Stanberry from Real Housewives of D.C. She is a fashion designer, and she is most famous for throwing an end of the world party in her wine cellar, where she served box wine instead of the wine collection surrounding her. And so this caused a huge fight because the other housewives started calling Caroline cheap.
Okay. Why would you serve box wine at the end of the world party? I feel like that the real appeal of the end of the world party would be like, hey,
everything's on the table.
Akiva. We watched
it.
Remember, we watched How I Met Your Dad recently, and then the guy was saving the wine. Did you see that there is now a How I Met Your Father project in the works with Hillary Duff?
How would I have seen that, Rob?
Only because
everybody tweeted it to you 100 times.
Yeah, I think the most tweets I've ever
is that from Carter Bays and Craig other guy.
They have. I think they have to be
They have one idea. That's it.
They have something called Molly and the Moon coming out, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even Google what it was. I think they're EPs, but I don't think they're going to be involved in the day-to-day. I think they just have a financial piece of it.
Mm-hmm.
They're not writing it or anything. I think this is a clear fake. First of all, there's Potomac and DC. They're so close together.
Well, hold on.
So DC got canceled.
Yeah, the franchises are real. I don't think they're doing fake franchises. You think they made a fake logo for Real Housewives of DC and put it in the PowerPoint?
No, I don't think it's fake.
Graphic design is my passion.
Yes. It is your passion.
From this PowerPoint that I use like the most default theme.
Convince me that she's real if you want to, Rob, but I think she's fake.
Okay, well, let's just... So do you think that the end of the world party is a real story? Do you think that that's something that our hosts have concocted?
So it wasn't an end of the world party like before the end of the world. It was more supposed to be like apocalyptic after
like
the world.
Mad Max Fury Road?
Exactly. And like liver paste and like really gross stuff.
Okay. Can I ask, what year was this?
Well, yeah, it got canceled in, so it started 2010. So this was the second season. Yeah. So probably 2011.
Hmm. Okay. I mean, 2012 was a big, apocalypse idea.
Yeah. There were like 10 movies about it with different names that came out within the span of 3 years.
I will say the picture looks sus to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
The picture looks, speaks to me of like a stock photo-y.
They all came from Instagram, if that makes you feel any better, is like, if we're going to do a fake photo, I didn't want to be what's it called, like mm-hmm. to be called out on that.
If you're listening to the podcast, the photo is a woman. She is wearing a, I don't know how.
One shoulder top.
She is drinking a cup of coffee and appears to be sitting on a bed.
She has a great facelift and gorgeous lip injection.
She does appear to be the right age for the Real Housewives.
She has a look of a Real Housewife. I still am saying fake, Rob.
Well, now, are you saying fake because it's been three real ones this?
The picture looks fake.
Yeah.
It would have taken a better picture if like they had a lot of options. And I think the apocalyptic story sounds pretty fake, too.
Hmm. I think that's an interesting, I find the story to be very believable. I think the photo looks off. I feel like that the time frame for the apocalyptic party sounds right.
What's her name again?
Caroline Stanberry.
The name sounds very fake.
Very fake. I think it's a fake name. Nicole didn't like immediately jump it up the name.
You feel strongly it's fake?
75-25 fake.
Okay, I'm probably 50-50, so I'll follow you on this one.
Okay.
All right. That it is a fake. Let's go to the drum roll.
Jesus Christ, she's fake. Like, how do you guys know all of these? Caroline Stanberry, that's a real person.
Her photo.
The Ladies of London. We took this from her Instagram. So she's like basically a housewife in England. I thought we were going to get you on this
one. We should have caught that she's like a Brit drinking tea.
It's tea. That's what it is. Mm-hmm. Did somebody really have the end of the world party where they served boxed wine?
No, that was made up.
Oh, that was clever.
That's a good, their anecdotes have been good. Your fake anecdotes are like, They should write them into the show. They'd be better than
Caroline Stanberry. It's a real name.
Yeah, it's a real person.
But it also sounds like a name you'd be tricking us with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that would be a good one for Rehab Rewind. I think Chappelle knows who this is. That would be really out there.
We're one away from victory. We're 7-1. We only need one of the last four. It would be an epic collapse if we lost.
Yeah, but we've been through epic collapses. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. One, we're three up with four to play. We've never blown that before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a first for everything.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see if we can get you again. It was going so well. That first one.
That was a Jesus hero moment. Yeah. I was on the fact. I could have gone either way on that one. Okay.
So here we have Coco Montrese. She is the living embodiment of a modern day housewife who co-parents with her ex-husband turned business partner, Fred. He spent 6 years as a young adult as a cop. And she used her sleuthing detective skills from the job to find out that Fred was cheating. When she revealed her Brazilian butt lift on the show's 11th season premiere, Teresa Giudice turned up the drama by saying her thighs looked like cottage cheese.
Hmm.
Now, I thought I would be more likely to know the names of the Jersey and New York ones, but the name does not ring a bell.
Yeah. Hmm. I think that this is real. I think that this is a real thing. I don't know if Nicole and Sabine would be so quick to show us a woman's picture and make up a fake story about how somebody said her thighs look like cottage cheese. I think that would be too mean.
I mean, it also could be like have elements of a real story from something else.
Sure. But what did this woman do to have her picture
again?
Associated
that's
with this story if it wasn't her?
Her name's Coco Montrese.
Coco Montrese.
Can you spell Montrese?
Montrese.
Does that do anything for you, Akiva?
No.
Okay.
Does Fred Montrese ring a bell?
No.
Coco, beware. Like,
you know Fred Van Vliet? Does that ring a bell?
No, I'm like 5 years old.
Hmm.
Well, I mean, he's like your age. He's an NBA player. Not really.
I don't do sports. I'm a pretty girl. Sorry. Sorry, pretty girls out there. Don't watch sports. I'm not like other women.
Ask Larry who Fred VanVleet is.
I should. He will. He's in the other room. So.
Okay. Coco. You're saying real, Rob.
Yeah, I think Coco is real.
Okay. I don't mean, listen, we got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm surprised I haven't heard of her. Maybe she didn't make it that many seasons. Jersey, I know, is one of the more iconic shows. I don't know who I guess who else I know besides Teresa. Caroline Manzo, is that somebody on the show?
That is somebody on the show.
Okay, that's a name that just came into my head.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we could say real. I'm where are you? 60-40 here? 80-20?
Yeah, I'd say probably 60-40. I don't feel overly confident, but I feel... All right. Good enough. Okay, we're gonna say it's real. Is this for the clinch?
This is for the win.
It's for the win.
All right, for the win. Yeah. All right, let's see.
You're wrong.
Oh.
This is Coco Montrese. She was on season 5 of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Okay.
So that's why I didn't feel bad about the cottage cheese thing. Okay. It's not somebody with real thighs.
Okay.
Her thighs are padded. So yes, this is a drag queen.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
He got us.
Ooh, no.
That was satisfying. That was satisfying.
Rob, if we get to the last one, I'm gonna be schwitzing.
Okay. All right. But we still have how many bites at the apple here?
Three more. We have three more bites at the
three more to go. We just gotta get one right.
Okay.
Let's see how you feel about Miss Carlton.
So this is Miss Carlton Gebbia from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She is the first practicing Wiccan featured on the Real Housewives franchise. She's known for living in a 75,000 square foot Gothic castle that included a fully set up confessional booth. And on the other side of the house, a fully set up burlesque room. And she is known for threatening to cast spells against the other women that she got into fights with.
Okay. All right. Akiva.
Yeah.
I feel like a Wiccan living in a mansion, casting spells.
Too spooky.
How do we not know about this woman?
I know. But listen, there's a lot of television on right now. Mm-hmm. I can name 30 shows right now. I mean, are you watching The United States of Al?
No.
So anything could be going on. Well, are you? No, but that's my point. We have no idea what's going on. No, I don't.
She loves Chuck Lorre. Yeah,
she loves the CBS shows.
Yeah. What's this woman's name again?
Fake to me.
Carlton Gebbia.
Carlton, they called her
Gebbia.
Yes, I call everybody Miss
on the show.
No, I just call everybody Miss Girl, like Miss Sabine, Miss Keeve, Miss Girl.
Okay.
So she is she's a Wiccan.
Yes.
Is that a religion?
Yes. I don't want to be offensive.
Do we have Wiccan listeners? I don't know.
Religion?
Yeah. That is a group you do not want to offend, I believe. Yeah.
No. And also, you live in a mansion.
Yeah. My gut says fake, but I don't feel great about it.
I know. I feel like I agree. I feel like it's like very random. The story feels more fake than real.
There's a lot going on there.
They didn't have any interaction. Like, what's her interaction with the cast? They didn't tell us anything about her interaction with the cast.
She casts spells on them when she's mad at them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but like, do they say she smells like hospital? Like, I don't know what they're.
I don't know if it was that impactful because she's either on the show one or two seasons.
She's on one season.
One season.
Hmm.
Now they're trying to get us to say real.
So in one season, a one and done for the she seems like a breakout star.
You're gonna have the lady casting spell, unless like the producers were just too nervous about
maybe the rest of the cast said, hey, look, we're getting spells cast on us.
Have a witch on the cast.
Yes.
That's probably what Kyle Richards would say.
I feel like we're gonna miss this. It's gonna really get into.
Well, what do you think? What do you want? What do you think it should be?
I was leaning fake the whole time, but now I'm like sort of inching towards real, Rob.
Why? What's the part that's selling you?
I just don't like the Wiccan thing is a lot, but I just like I don't know if they would have come up with this story if it was fake. I'm just thinking about the story. the picture does look a little fake.
She has a confessional room on one side of the house and a burlesque room on the other side of the house.
Yes.
I don't even have like
confessional like for the
house.
Show.
Yeah.
No, confessional like in a
good confession. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah,
got
where
it,
you
got
go.
It. Got it.
That would be a good place to go to like, church to do that.
Yeah, that's like pretty. That's like easy access to confessing your sins. That's like almost a cheat code.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like my Catholic grandmother would love one of those in the house.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Although that is an oddly specific detail.
Yeah. What do you think, Rob?
Gotta pray, you
I'm 50-50 here.
I'm 50-50 also.
If we end up losing this, it would be one of the all-time choke jobs in the history of podcasts.
Yeah, but it would be a great podcast.
You want to say fake? You want to say real?
I feel like, what would you kick yourself more? If you said fake and she was real, or she was real and you would say fake? What can we justify more to ourselves?
The shame.
Yeah.
The guilt approach. That's a strategy.
Yeah.
I'm so 50-50 here because, like, the story real, the picture fake.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I could live with myself more if I said it was fake and is like, believe that's real. And it's okay. Like, if it was, right. if we said it was real, it's like, you idiot, what's Wiccan?
So you want to say fake?
Yeah, I'd like to say fake.
All right, let's do it. Final answer, fake.
She's real.
She's real. She was on season 4 of Beverly Housewives. And I think the only reason they didn't bring her back was because she didn't have any so-called existing connections to the rest of the group.
What about the spells?
She was so defeated.
So part of the problem is she was threatening to cast spells against Kyle Richards, who was pretty much like in the producer's pocket. So if Kyle doesn't like you, you're pretty much off the show.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
Oh no.
Sorry if I led us astray on that one, Akiva.
We're 7-1. Now we're 7-3. We just need one of the final two to win this game.
Okay. We have two shots at this.
Two shots.
Yeah, no. Just
how about this, Akiva?
We got Tom Glavine on the mound tomorrow if we lose.
Hey, Akiva. Why don't we just lock in now? Are we gonna say real and real or fake? What are the chances that
how creative do you think
that we're ending with two fakes? Yeah, I like it. I think, should we just like commit to doing real no matter what?
So
there's no way
there. I really do hate it here.
Yeah. Right?
You can never win. My toes are just gonna be ugly and crusty, I guess.
Right? You don't think that they go real to end it?
They might. Well, no, I think they have another fake in them because it's been.
All right,
I think,
so you go fake. We'll close.
Fake.
So we're going to double down fake.
Oh my god!
No, I think you double down real because I think one's fake and not both.
Okay,
I don't think they're going to end 7-5.
Finish my glass.
We're
of
making
wine.
The cold drink. Hold on.
Yeah,
a little day drinking.
I mean, I think that it's more likely that they end it real fake as opposed to real.
True. If we go both fake, I think we're almost definitely going to get one right.
Yeah, I think so too. But let's see.
Here.
Unless we know the person, let's say fake, unless we know the person's name.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. So here we have Jacqueline Larita, a former cosmetologist from Las Vegas, turned full-time stay-at-home New Jersey mom. She's best known for her out-of-control daughter. In season 2, her daughter Ashley pulled the hair of another housewife at a fashion show, and that housewife pressed charges against her. This is Jacqueline from New Jersey.
Hmm. Okay, not a lot there.
Lots of hair pulling. Lots of hair pulling on the show.
Not a lot there to go off of. But basically, she has a daughter that pulled somebody's hair.
Yeah, she's got that good selfie angle here. She's got the high cheekbone, the above angle. She's given that little arched eyebrow moment. Mm-hmm. Like, she knows how to take a selfie.
I think we have to go fake here.
But what is it about... I understand our logic.
This is like their friend's Instagram picture or something.
Yeah. I think I went to high school with this woman.
It's New Jersey. Long Island and New Jersey are very similar. So
I see Wanto in the background.
Yeah.
You're like, I graduated with her.
I mean, but there's like almost nothing to this story. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was like a showgirl in Las Vegas, moved to New Jersey to be with her husband.
What's her name?
Jacqueline Larita.
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 Yeah.
I think this is fake, Rob.
Okay. All right. Let's we'll lock it in. We're going to go with fake. If we're right, we win. If not, it's coming down to the final housewife. No, here we go.
We're definitely going fake on 12 if this is real.
She's real.
Oh,
no.
So. See, that was like such a boring story that there was like nothing.
You guys lulled us to sleep.
No, so Ashley pulls her hair at another Housewives fashion show. It's a huge drama. It's Danielle Staub's hair. She goes up to her, just yanks it, all filmed. Danielle Staub is running off the premises. And that's when she basically threatens to kill their whole family. She's actually sister-in-laws with Caroline Manzo. And they're mob related, actually. I don't know if I can say that legally. MOB related. But yeah, they got somebody.
They're in waste management.
Okay, waste management. Excuse me. Yeah, so because the Manzo family, there's a bunch of kids. So two of the sisters ended up marrying two brothers, the Loritas and the Manzos kind of linked up. So she's, they're in-laws, but two of the sisters don't speak anymore because one of the husbands put out a hit on the other's husband. So
we should have gone real.
Yeah, so this is New Jersey. This is the heart of New Jersey. Yeah. It's the hair pulling, waste management.
Yeah.
But
here was the beauty of our system, that they weren't going to end it with real.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think they'd have to put someone in my, that I know, biblically is on the show. Yes. For me to not say fake.
The last person is, who would it be that's famous? Lisa Vanderpump. Ah, yeah, she's never been on the show. Mm-hmm. Never.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got away from ourselves. If this was in the middle, we would have said, okay, that's a boring story. That's real. Okay.
Okay, so Sabine, you ready?
Yeah, so this is Marissa Ventura, Real Housewives of Dallas again. She is a QVC host, and she's mostly known for being the non-confrontational friend until she started her own business called Thin Gloss, which is a lip gloss that helps curb your appetite for weight loss. And then the fellow housewives started criticizing her for it, and that's when she became the confrontational friend instead of the non-confrontational friend.
What's the name of the lip gloss?
Thin Gloss.
Thin Gloss. And it's an appetite suppressing lip gloss?
Yes.
I don't think that's possible.
Rob, I'm ready to lock in fake already. We could talk more
about
this.
The picture looks a little sus to me also. Mm-hmm. This looks like that this is
This might be
makes you feel any better. We did get this from the QVC website. That makes you feel any better.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that. But this is not a glamorous photo.
Yeah, don't give the picture credit on this one. If there's a QVC host, of course we're going to use the QVC picture.
We had a Real Housewife from Dallas earlier.
Was that real or fake?
It was real. Remember? She was real.
I think this is fake.
Okay, let's just hear the story one more time and just make sure there's nothing. It's just like the last one, we were just very
real.
Quick.
They do usually go real, Rob. That's the thing. Maybe they only put in a few fake ones.
Yeah, so she's a QVC host. She is mostly known as the non-confrontational friend until she starts her own business, Thin Gloss, which, curbs your appetite. And then once the other housewives start criticizing that business, she becomes the confrontational friend.
Yeah, there's a doctor on this season, and she gets kind of that's literally all the issues with fat shaming, about how it's bad for body positivity. So, but it's kind of crazy that she didn't learn her lesson. You can't buy Thin Gloss anymore, but it was she really thought this was going to be flying off the shelves.
Yeah.
I feel she has other successful products.
I feel Nicole's coming in for the last second save and trying to throw more stuff at us. The story of she's known as the non-confrontational friend, but then she became the confrontational friend. I'm not buying it.
Well, when you mess with somebody's bag, I'm going to get confrontational.
Yeah. I would buy some Thin Gloss.
Thin Gloss sounds so fake. Mm-hmm. And also, I feel like Sabine reads the fake ones. Hasn't she read the previous fake ones?
No, they
mix it up. How would it work? Does it taste disgusting? And then it's if you put anything in, if you try to eat something, you're gonna get that disgusting taste on it.
She always mentioned about how something with peppermint suppresses your appetite. It had some sort of peppermint essential oil. And we know Deandra has the natural supplement brand. So she was another one that was kind of on top of her. Not only is this you can't legally sell this because you need a patent to sell something.
Look at Nicole. Nicole's coming across as desperate here to get us off of the fake bandwagon.
I think she's triggering us because when you said, like, when we said, let's go real, real, or fake, fake, I think she mocked being upset.
I really feel like you think that we wouldn't like go dirty on you though. Like we clearly did it in the beginning. Like why? It's a history threat, you know?
I mean, Akiva, is there
one
any,
of the last four?
Is there anything really about this story that's sounding real to you?
No, this is for sure fake. This is the fakest one we've seen all day.
Okay, let's see. If for the game,
I won't even be. Yeah,
for the game. If
we either win
ladies,
or lose.
if you are right, enjoy your pedicures. Let's see.
Oh, you got us.
Oh, thin gloss is real. Thin gloss is real.
Yeah. I saw it on Shark Tank the other day and just thought it was too good. Got no sharks. No
this next, if it comes up on the wheel and doesn't get a quicksand, we'll watch that one.
Yeah. Akiva, like Nicole was like in the mafia game of like, I'm leaning towards, and she's like really just spinning super hard at the end there.
Yeah, no, I was spiraling. You know what? I'm going to go get a pedicure after this anyways. I deserve it.
It was looking like a route, Rob.
Yeah.
And then we almost blew it. Yeah. That was so scary.
You know what?
You got out of the wire.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? You both did such a great job that I think we'll get you both the pedicure anyway. Yay, thanks for you.
But I'll say this.
Yeah.
I'll say this. We still get Nicole's TikTok access. And also,
what are you
going to
do with it? That would be a worse punishment for us to have to come up with 24 hours of TikTok.
You have to do a TikTok.
Yeah.
Should we just wait? Can we give it to John John?
Please. Oh my gosh. John John would love it.
I was going to say, Akiva should get a pedicure on the TikTok.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea. Also, can we send them the money? I have all my money right now is invested in Topps wax baseball card NFTs. Can we send you that money?
Of course. I love a little digital moment, a Bitcoin moment.
All right.
Get me in on the NFT.
But this was great. This went down to the wire.
Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
We actually do have really quick rapid fire, no more than 2 minutes. We were going to do real or fake husbands.
Real fake husbands. Okay.
Sure.
Slash boyfriends.
Yes. Real or fake partners. Very heteronormative of us. Okay. Excuse us. So here we have, these were the backups in case. Oh yeah, Kelly Ben Simone at the Shrek premiere. Shut up, Tim. I hope you enjoy that little moment for you.
The Shrek premiere.
Yeah. So
the
here
movie?
We have Harry Hamlin. Yeah. Yeah. She was one of the housewives.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she isn't that crazy. She just like called somebody weird.
Yes.
But she was a backup in case you guys knew Aviva. Harry Hamlin, real or fake husband?
He is very real.
Very real.
Yeah.
Correct.
Lisa Renna. From Veronica Mars?
Yeah. Tom Brooks, real or fake husband?
I don't know.
Those lips are real.
Is that guy wearing thin gloss?
Literally, it's making his lips thin like paper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think he's real.
You said real?
I think he's real.
Sure.
So he's fake.
He's from 90 Day Fiancé.
He dated Darcy from 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the British guy.
Come on.
Yeah, yeah. I saw that season.
Here we have Michael Darby from Potomac.
He looks like he's crying. That
looks
real.
Like he's on Face the Nation and he just got called out for like war crimes.
That's a man in real pain. Yeah. Real.
I say real.
Yeah, this is him after apologizing to his wife, Ashley Darby, for cheating on her with both men and women and getting caught. In 4K.
That's how I'd look if I was apologizing for cheating.
Yeah, Potomac is slept on. Yeah,
What do you think? Is that a harder pill to swallow for your partner?
That's multiple people. I would be mad if it was two guys and one girl.
It's not just one rando at work.
Yeah,
it's
I think it's
people.
Easier. It's like, look. I'm all over the place.
It's not you, it's me.
I have an issue that I need to work on where, you know.
Yeah. So here we have Cord Overstreet, real or fake?
That sounds like a fake.
No, I think it's a real name. I don't know if he's a Housewives guy.
Yeah.
Is it Cord?
Cord, the instrument.
Yeah, I've seen the name. I don't know. He might be from like BTS, but he's
I say thumb
he
fake.
He is not from BTS. I will tell you that. He's not from BTS.
I say fake.
Yeah, this is Cord Overstreet. He was from Glee.
I thought so. Yeah. Okay, that's where I knew it was boy band
too young.
Type of thing.
Yeah, and this is Matt Keough.
Is that Riley Keough's dad?
I don't know sports.
I don't know.
Like that. Yeah. Riley Keough's not a sports.
Akiva,
like
is this one of your Topps baseball cards?
Should I tell you who I have? I have a lot of Oakland A's. Should we go through all 45?
In the mailbag. In the mailbag. Open your pack of baseball cards. Okay. Give people a reason to stick around.
No, I don't want, yeah. I don't want to scare people away from
okay. me. Okay. I'll say he's real.
Yeah, he's real.
Yeah. He's real.
Yeah.
Jenna Keough is on OC.
Sabine, you know Riley Keough, right? Yeah.
No,
you
who's
know
Riley Keough?
If you Googled her, she's like in movies. You'd know who she was if you looked at her.
There
she's
you go.
Famous.
So that was our lovely presentation.
That was fun.
Wonderful job. Bravo is mm-hmm. the network Bravo. Where you can watch this show. Yeah.
Yeah. All the Bravo Lebs right here. Me, yes. Jack Taylor, Captain Lee.
Yeah.
And Kate Chastain. Can't believe it.
Great job. Great job. Okay. But this was so much fun. Incredible job. Anything else that you want to share before we head to the mailbag?
No, we're just glad we got you guys to talk about some Bravo and all the crazy stuff that happened.
Yes. Okay. Well, this worked out fantastic. Sabine, where can people keep up with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Sabine Dances. Mm-hmm. I'll retweet you a lot. I don't post a lot, but I'll gladly give you a follow.
Okay. All right. And then Nicole, your TikTok account where that is going to be a takeover at some point.
Of course, get ready for a takeover.
Of course, is that Behind the Secret?
Is that you at all on social media, Behind the Secret? Do you have those everywhere?
Yeah, somehow I like got that username on all social media, and I feel like it's too late now to go back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but yeah, follow me everywhere. Just not to the grocery store, because that's weird and creepy.
Leah, please don't. Please don't follow any of our listeners to the grocery store, not just yeah. Nicole.
Yeah, not just me.
Yeah. Okay, and anything else coming up exciting that you want to tell us about?
I not particularly. I'm just vibing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to send me a postcard?
We're usually vibing, Rob, right?
Yeah. I mean,
we're usually vibing.
Positive vibing only.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's right.
Positive, happy vibes in the studio today.
Looking forward to our positive feedback from this episode that we received.
Yes, it will
only
be.
Only two earbuds.
Yes.
Okay. Also, not that much of it, just because this was a short one so far.
Yeah.
Not particularly. I think we're not standard.
Yeah.
Not like we have a 64 housewives to go through. Like, we respect your time.
All right. If you're watching us here on the video, we are going to send you off to the podcast because we're going to be wrapping up the video portion of our show here today. And we're going to be taking a break. And we will see you on the other side with this week's mailbag on Robin and Kevin the podcast, episode number 130.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right. We are back and we have some great news. Here we are. About 72 hours after we got done with part one, we can happily report TikTok Nicole is safe. And feeling good and back with us for the mailbag.
Feels good to be back. I'm genuinely surprised that I'm not like in my bathtub right now, hysterically crying, trying to sweat out a fever. Like I somehow got through the second vaccine just with a little sore arm. Like, don't ask me to lift anything up. I can't do that, but I can do some lifting of the mailbag because that's metaphorical.
Okay. Another successful vaccine endorsement. This is a pro-vaccine podcast, right, Akiva?
Yeah, absolutely. Hold on. Let me mark it down on the list.
Yeah.
Hold on. Okay. Got that. By the way, I did my second day. I was like, hey, everyone's a loser who you know, complained about it. And then it was, and then it got bad. So no pressure, but you still, hopefully you're out of the clear. You're in the clear. Out of the clear? In the clear?
You're in the clear.
Out of the woods?
Out of the woods.
You're out of the woods. You're in the clear.
Out of the woods and in the clear to grandma's house you go.
Yeah. Grandma should be the first to be vaccinated, if you ask me. But that's for another day. All right. So we had a very successful first half of this podcast. Hope everybody enjoyed that. And then Akiva, do we have anything special in store for today's mailbag?
I mean, we got Nicole still here. That's special. Sabine could not join us. Yeah, we can go over mailbag ideas. We can do a couple things we haven't done in a while, which is go through the wheel waiting room a little bit and maybe clear that out.
Some housekeeping.
Housekeeping, and or we could look at old episodes and see if there are any squeakles we missed, because we have not put a, you know, we're supposed to do that every 10 or 20 episodes. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah.
Maybe the sequel we've forgotten about.
All right. Sounds good. Nicole, have you had any time to think about any other ideas for the wheel?
So I was reading through, like, you know, when you go through your notes app, I'm like, wow, I have some old mailbag ideas. I don't think I ever had a chance to bring
them
up on the podcast.
Well, you put mailbag ideas in your notes app?
Like, I put everything in my notes app. Like, one's a grocery list. The next one is the zodiac signs of all my ex-boyfriends. Like, you never know what to get in my notes app, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the first one I have, and I was trying to flesh this out with Sabine this week, is the Mr. Renap pageant.
Yes.
Okay, go on. I would love to see some of our listeners. I feel like we don't have to gender it particularly. I just want to see some Renap-themed challenges, obviously a Q&A, a talent. Maybe we have to name a baby. Just categories like that. I think that could be fun.
Akiva, what would you like to see take place in the Mr. Renap pageant?
Oh, okay, fine. First of all, no one's ever pitched this before. Yeah. This is like a fully original pitch that gets me excited at this point, you know, 130 episodes in. The things I would want to see in a Mr. Nap pageant are like, you know, what someone's platform would be for a nap. Like, you know, with a normal pageant, it's like world peace, world hunger, saving the whales, the environment. I'd like to know their pitch. I'd also like to hear a pitch for them on just a regular mailbag pitch. We couldn't have a swimsuit competition, let's say, but I do wonder if we could have like some sort of dress up.
I just want to be sure. We don't want a swimsuit competition for Mr. Renap.
Oh, maybe we do. Maybe we do. I don't know.
Well, instead of a swimsuit competition, we should have a contest. Name the things that you bring to the beach. And I think that would be a fine way to make up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We could do something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there's a line. We could also take suggestions for the audience. Like, what would you want to hear from Mr. Knapp?
Yeah, I guess we don't want to objectify Mr. Renap.
No, listen, it's not. Listen, Uggos can apply for this. It's not. This is, you know, it's come one, come all. Anybody?
It's not a beauty pageant.
It's not a beauty pageant.
Everybody's welcome. Yeah. Like, if we want to nix the Mr. or like the something Renap universe.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we got some grass here.
Okay.
I like the Mister just because it's like clear you're not objectifying anybody, but if someone wants a more like gender neutral pageant, we could certainly talk about that, but we do need a better name.
What would it be? Prime Minister of Renap?
Prime Minister.
That seems like a lot of power that we
a lot of power, and also like I feel like a lot of prime ministers, I don't know.
Yeah, you have a Supreme Court. Why do you need more control? You know, Mr. Renap.
The mayor.
Like, yeah. The mayor.
The mayor of Renapville. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I feel like this to me is it's Mr. Renap in the sense that like Mr. Met is sort of like an ambassador of like goodwill towards like this person is not going to be another person that's going to come in and like lord power over us over like in my administration, Robin Akiva are not going to watch any boomer shows. This is somebody who comes in and is sort of like a person who is just like the embodiment of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast, and is like a very positive and like a force for the goodwill of Robin Akiva Need a Podcast.
Yeah, so it's not a hater. It's And it's not someone who you could send your complaints to necessarily, yeah. right? That's the punishment council.
Mm-hmm.
This is more, right, this is more of like...
what do you think about an ambassador?
A little bit of a figurehead.
Yeah.
The ambassador...
I like that.
Ambassador to Renap, that's not bad. And then do they, if we're sending an ambassador to Renap, like is someone sending an ambassador back to us?
No, this is our ambassador that we are sending out to the world.
But then do we send an ambassador like post-show recaps? You know what I mean? Like, is this a whole like...
If post-show recaps wants to anoint an ambassador, they can meet with the ambassador of Renap.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, because maybe all the five families can get together and their ambassadors can.
It's like Renap UN.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if we can find an ambassador, but I like the idea of some sort of, we get a bunch of people, we make them do some embarrassing tasks. I think that would be fun for us all. Not a lot of work for y'all.
A very fun episode. I want to hear if people are more excited about Mr. Renap, the mayor of Renap, or the Renap ambassador, ambassador, or something like that.
I'll be on Reddit. I'll let you know.
Okay.
Yeah, this is very good. I like this.
Okay. That sounds good. We got some momentum. I have two more ideas. Yeah. I think this one we can probably skip over because I don't think Rob's going to like it.
Oh, no.
Rob and Akiva try exotic fruit. You guys just try exotic fruit. And you try to promote a new fruit that you don't think the audience might be aware of.
Mm-hmm.
I think that could be fun.
Kiva, do you like any exotic fruit?
So on the Jewish New Year, on Rosh Hashanah, we eat these like fancy new fruits. We always like you eat a fruit you didn't eat the last year.
That's really a thing?
That is a thing.
And you make a special blessing on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not
Do
Jewish,
you ever run out of fruit?
Well, I think it's like, in theory, you could just do... Like, if you haven't eaten it since the last Rosh Hashanah, I think you could do it again.
What fruit did you eat this year?
I wish Mara was here. So she always gets a bunch. I'd say 90% of
a
them
bunch,
are gross.
Like, grapes.
Okay, yes. You start with, like, the baseline, I think, is, like, pomegranates. Like, because I don't think you eat them during the year. Like, at least in my house, we don't. And so, like, that's what the kids have, like, pomegranate seeds. You get, there's, like, a star fruit. There's some really gross ones. There's never been one that I've said, hey, we need to have that during the year.
Mm-hmm.
We call them new fruit. Like we need to have this new fruit more often. Like it can't be on our, you know, rush. So I'd say pomegranate is by far like the most common one.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So this is definitely not a full episode. If Rob was into it, we could do like, maybe for Rosh Hashanah, we could taste those new fruits in the mailbag.
The new fruit bracket. Like, yeah. No more brackets. We got 6 months to go until March. So no more brackets.
Yeah, the passion fruit is a big one. The horned melon.
Horned
dragon
melon.
The dragon fruit. Oh, yeah, that's a big one. The dragon fruit. And star
like
fruit. Star fruit's up there. Is like
a lot of dragon
five.
Fruit stands. I feel like I know a couple. I feel like that's a popular one. You need like the new fruit.
A lot of these, the new hotness. If they get on your shirt, like your shirt is ruined, that's a big one also. They're just like stains that you'll never get out. Like a pomegranate, which is very stainy also.
Very stainy.
Yeah. Very stainy.
Okay, if that doesn't work, I have an idea. Maybe we can craft it together. Because I was listening to RHAP Rewind with Chappelle on the ANTM episode, and you were talking about best friends, and you were talking just a lot of best friends talk in the RHAP universe. Something about like an iconic duo's duel. It's like a Royal Rumble, but it's in pairs. We do iconic duos.
A tag team match.
It's like a tag team match, and I think... Even if it's not like Royal Rumble style, because that requires a lot of graphic design that I can't do, even if it's like we put in a bowl all of our iconic duos, in another bowl we did types of situations, you pull out two iconic duos and the last one standing. So who would win in a fight? Joey? I actually don't watch Friends, so I shouldn't bring this up. Like Kramer and George versus Rob and Akiva.
Kramer and George is an iconic duo?
I don't know. I'm just coming off the top. Patrick
also
and SpongeBob.
Watch Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. So Patrick and SpongeBob versus you two in a Jell-O wrestling match. Who would win?
Okay.
Well, they're used to like underwater. I feel like they might move better in Jell-O.
Yeah, they also don't have thumbs. So I feel like you have that advantage.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No one has a thumb on SpongeBob?
Patrick
is imposing.
Yeah, Patrick would just squish. I don't know, like, do we have a life-size Patrick and SpongeBob? See, at least there's something we can talk about. Something with...
Do you think Akiva could beat up SpongeBob?
Ooh, put it on the census.
How tall is SpongeBob?
I went to the Nickelodeon Hotel before it went out of business or bankrupt. I'm not sure. Probably the same thing. And he was pretty tall. He was taller than I. There's also tall? Porous. So if you punched him, I feel like you wouldn't really be getting that much of a reverberation.
SpongeBob is, according to Google, is 3 feet 4 inches. I think Akiva could take him.
Oh, yeah. I would step on him and squish him.
But let's say you guys win that match. You would advance to the next round. We pull out another iconic duo. We have Quinn and Santana from Glee, one of your favorite shows. And can you guys beat them in a poetry slam competition?
But then according to this, it says that Patrick is 6 inches tall. So.
Yeah. No, you guys got this.
Mm-hmm.
Get him from the top rope.
Okay. So I think this is too confusing about the duos and then the different situations. So,
Like it's not just fights. Like we got poetry slams and we got singing competitions. And
what if it was just like a regular fight? Like who would win in an actual fight? I feel like there's some substance there, but we would need some duos because clearly I can't think of any off the top of my head. I thought I was going to come in here talking about Paulie and Christopher from The Sopranos, iconic duos, and I can't think of one.
Akiva, I do like the idea of talking about who would win in fights.
Yeah, I love that. That is fun. That is fun. I don't know if it's like has to be a duo. It can be a duo. I don't know. Like which fake character would win in a fight? That's interesting. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just was really down to do some tag.
Yeah, games. I'd love to come up with something about like fictional character face. Either that or, you know, like talking about which podcaster could win in a fight or.
That won't get messy.
I just think there's something there. I think it's fun to talk about who could beat up. It's always fun when we talk about who Akiva can beat up.
I feel like Akiva could take on Bill Simmons. That could be fun.
Bill Simmons is like 6'1". I have to wait for him to get a lot older and then maybe I can take him.
Okay, it's like the curve.
Although I would get older in that same scenario too.
Could you beat up Bill Simmons? So what is the fight? Is it boxing or is it... What was it? Is it like MMA? A street fight?
When I think of it, I have no MMA experience also.
Somebody call Matt and Mari from the WWE podcast.
I feel like he's very thin, Bill Simmons. Like I feel like he's frail. Yeah.
So you think I'm going to sit on him?
No, I think you could knock him down. Ground and pound.
He's much bigger than me. His reach is much more than mine.
Okay, but you make it sound like, is he a boxer?
I famously have jacked arms in animations and cartoons very and drawings, famously. But I don't have long arms.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think I have enough reach. I think he'd knock me out, Bill Simmons, unfortunately.
Yeah, I think you're getting too hung up on the tail of the tape here.
I mean, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, I mean, I don't know. Like
fighting is about who has the longest arms?
Yeah, fighting's about who has the longest arms.
No, it's about who's meaner.
Oh, fighting's about who's meaner? They should have that in, like, before a boxing match. They should be, like, instead of saying, like, height, weight, and reach advantage, it should be, like, once robbed a grandma. Like, oh, boy, this guy's mean. Don't mess with him in the ring.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, what do you think?
No, I don't know if that's particularly, like, too mean. I feel like the meaner
broke up with a girl on her birthday.
That's pretty mean.
Don't get in the ring with him.
Yeah, going back to my childhood, between me and my sister, she would always win, even though she was smaller than me, because she was meaner. I wasn't willing to go straight for the scalp and get the hair. I wanted a fair fight, so maybe that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not the size of the dog in the fight. It's the size of the fight in the dog.
Okay. Period.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's your tagline, your new Roni tagline.
Yeah, I mean, my wife is 5'0", and I would put money on her against a lot of people in a fight that are taller than her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think my wife also claims she could take most of her friends, even though she's like 5'3".
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's fighting experience. I think it is also, you know, how much of the fight do you have in you?
Mm-hmm. All right. Interesting. Maybe there's something there, but we haven't.
Maybe for charity, would you fight Bill Simmons?
Yes, for charity, I would fight Bill Simmons.
Okay.
For charity, my kids?
Sure. Sure. We'll find the right cause.
Mm-hmm. Like his charity could be his charity and my charity could be like my children or something.
Yeah. For charity, would you fight Kyle Chandler?
I think so. I'd fight Kyle Chandler.
Mm-hmm. Would you fight Kelsey Grammer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, of course. He's older. Yeah, I would definitely fight Kelsey Grammer.
Okay.
Knock that fool out.
All right. Should we get to the mailbag proper?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that was part of it. Like Nicole's ideas are part of it.
Yeah, I know. So we did this, the part where the person on with us pitched their ideas. And now let's turn, like, what would you prefer that I call the ideas from the listeners? Let's get to the ideas from the listeners. The
pre-mailbag.
Well, that was the pre-mailbag.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That was the pre-mailbag.
Well, what do you want to get to? I said the mailbag proper.
Yeah, I just thought we were already in the mailbag.
Yeah, what am I? Chopped liver?
Yeah, what
is you chopped liver? Ooh, we're not having that on Rosh Hashanah.
I didn't say that Nicole was shy. I said that Nicole's introduction and her ideas were
different. Have you ever eaten? Yeah. Have you ever eaten chopped liver, Rob?
No. I don't think I've even eaten regular liver.
If you eat chopped liver once, you would never call somebody chopped liver again.
Why? Is it good or is it bad?
Not good. Not good. Not great.
Yeah.
I think I don't think you'd get that.
I think I could eat it. I think it's fine.
Yeah. It's not like Fear Factor bad, but like the idea that it was a delicacy 20 years ago that like my
20 years ago.
Yeah, like 25 years ago.
Big delicacy in 2001, chopped liver.
A lot of Jewish homes, you like traditionally had chopped liver from back in the day.
Yeah.
I had it when I was a kid. It was that or gefilte fish.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, great options.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Anyway, we've moved on as a society. Once Jews found out about sushi, it was over for those foods. Anyway.
Once they found dragon fruit.
That's true. Well, dragon fruit have sadly been here for a long time. Oh. We have not improved on the Rosh Hashanah fruit. Okay. This is called Rob and Akiva Go Solo.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is Rob and Akiva, there's three parts of the podcast, but it's pretty straightforward. Rob and Akiva each have a half hour where it's just them. So it's a little bit like when we split up and I spoke to my daughter or sister or so, I forget who, and I think my daughter and my wife, and you spoke to David Wright. But you were a la Mike Francesa hosting a solo half hour of this podcast.
Yeah.
Talk about whatever you want. I could talk about it however we want, and then at the end we could rendezvous for the last third and banter together and talk about what we talked about.
But who wants this?
I don't know. It's maybe people want to see us suffer.
Yeah, I actually I don't do a lot of that. I feel like that there are like certain podcasters, especially like on RHAP, that are very good at that. Bryce comes to mind. Taryn is also very good at that. I feel like I need somebody to bounce off of. I feel like that just like my train of thought, even like without like the audience to bounce off of, I think I would really struggle with that. Especially,
have you ever done it?
I'm sure I have done things where I open shows and close shows. I've never done an extended period of time. Just
you've never
like,
done a full episode, just Rob.
It was just me talking about stuff. Yeah, I always have somebody to talk to, or I'm throwing it to something or setting up different like pre-recorded things. So I think it would be tough because it is like not my only podcast of the week. Like I feel like, I probably have 11 or 12 other podcasts that I did where I'm mining this gold.
Mm-hmm. So you think you'd struggle, but it'd be the only one where you could like talk about whatever you want to talk about.
But what I want to talk about is not what the audience wants to hear.
Oh, no? So maybe you could try that.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. I don't think that there's enough here.
Okay, fine.
Solo podcasts are so tough. It's like I probably have like three of them in my feed at all times. And then as soon as like they say something annoying, like I'm like, oh, like I don't even have like somebody else to fall back on and like more than this person. So it's like way more room to fail.
Mm-hmm.
At least I can blame the co-host if I don't like one of them.
I think people like to hear us together. I don't think they want to hear us apart for the 30 minutes each.
All right. Listener John did a ton of research into all these shows and movies we have gone through to see if, and I think we discussed this weeks and weeks ago, if there's anybody, like any actor who appears like a zillion times in the shows or movies we've covered. They went through all of them.
Wow.
And there wasn't one that nobody was in the Four Timers Club. There was not a single person who had been in more than three shows or movies that we had watched per their IMDb search.
Okay.
Do you want to list off, Rob and Nicole, you could help also, the four people who we've covered three times?
Hmm.
I'm assuming David Schwimmer's in there.
Do you think the Schwim Man's in there? What have we covered with David Schwimmer?
The animal, and there was like another thing.
No, that's Rob Schneider. Not Schwimmer.
Oops.
Yeah. Rob Schneider was recently on the MTV Cribs episode we covered on the RHAP Rewind this week.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
Rob Schneider was in The Animal and Home Alone 2.
Okay.
So we've covered him twice.
So the woman that had the Randy Jackson shrine from iCarly, I believe, is in the Three Timers. She was on Joey.
Do you know her name?
Frau Farchesna. She was on Joey, and she was on another thing that we watched, and I can't remember what it was.
I think she only showed up twice in the in his data, but it might have the last episode or two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there's four people. There is a friend that we've covered four times. It's not David Schwimmer.
Is it Jennifer Aniston?
Well, there's two friends. Yeah,
yeah,
Jennifer
Aniston. She's in Aniston. The murder mystery and Leprechaun.
Murder mystery.
Yeah.
And Friends season 3 episode 7, which we watched.
Yeah.
So Matt LeBlanc, of course, is in season 3 episode 7. Obviously, we just watched
And we watched him in the chimpanzee movie.
Yes, in Ed. Yes. So that's another one. Another must-see TV person is in the Three Timers Club. Three different things.
Jason Alexander.
That's right. Seinfeld the Wizard, which we watched very early on in the in this podcast. Criminal Minds. He was the wacky looking professor.
Yes.
And the other monkey movie, Dunstan Checks In. He played Robert Grant.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one's very easy, Rob.
The other one is very Whoopi.
No, Whoopi, I think, is only twice.
We only watched two Whoopi things?
What have we watched with Whoopi so far?
Eddie.
The View.
Eddie, we haven't watched any other Whoopi movies?
I don't think so. I think we've got a Whoopi cushion, but it hasn't come to fruition yet.
Oh, interesting.
I don't think there's a third one we've seen. Anyway, Warwick Davis, the Leprechaun himself, Mr. Lepp.
Oh,
what else?
Oh,
three times.
Because we watched three Leprechaun movies?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's jokey. Too jokey for my liking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Adam Sandler twice, Dustin Diamond twice, Donald Trump twice.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry Seinfeld twice. He's in Eddie. Is he in Eddie for a second?
He's flipping through the TV.
Helen Seinfeld is an Elf.
Yep.
That was one. All okay. right. That was that
good
was
job.
That
that's listener John.
Listener John, thank you. John.
Thank you for that.
A lot of work.
All right, what else?
By the way, we had a bunch. This came from Kirsten. Another guy named Ethan said it. I think multiple other people said it. We put an idea on the wheel last week called Rob Nikiva Gets Soapy, where the two of us would watch the four remaining soap operas, one episode each during the week. And we talk about them on the podcast. The consensus of the soap people seems to be that we will be extremely lost watching just one episode of each of these soaps. That nothing happens on one day of a soap opera, and that they're really like weekly, and that instead of watching four different soap operas once, we should follow one for a whole week. Maybe we have a soap.
Okay, great.
Soap wheel. Is that fine?
Wheel of soaps, and then wheel basically we do like the
bar of soaps,
like, and then we do basically like the live feed update of this week in General Hospital or whatever. Mm-hmm. The
similar to what we do with The View,
Bold and the Beautiful. Yeah. Do we want to anoint one of our like the soap to be the official soap of?
I think we could even like have a poll when this comes out. What should we watch? Days of Our Lives or what is it? Days of Our Lives,
Bold and Beautiful, Young and the Restless,
Young and the Restless, and
General Hospital. I think that's the core four. It's the Mount Rushmore of soap.
The core four.
Yeah.
Well, where's all my children? Family.
I think it's you. I hope you're sitting down.
Yeah, AMC is no more, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love you guys just voluntarily taking on more work. I think that's fun.
It was the same amount of work. It was,
I guess.
It's like we are picking up one extra day,
right?
Yeah.
If there's five in a week,
yeah.
That could be the one that pushes you over the edge. Never forget.
It could be. Listen, honestly, you can probably like skip through Wednesday and still know what's going on.
Yeah, I think that I would probably lean more towards the CBS ones because I have a feeling that they're probably easier available for streaming.
Yes, I will make sure before we do any vote or anything, I'll make sure that we could access all five episodes.
Like, I'm not sure. I wouldn't really know where to go to stream Days
Actually,
of Our Lives.
While we have this, I mean, we could be out of time if it comes up on the wheel in a few minutes, but I will have someone look into the streaming options for this.
Great, because I want to meet all of our listeners who stream 5 days of the soap opera so they can listen to the podcast.
I think like
they're automatically the mayor of Renap.
Yeah, well, I don't even want to call anybody out. I think I know of one listener who is like a regular soap opera watcher.
Okay,
who might be able to help us. This isn't really in the mailbag. I wanted to know, Rob and Nicole. Like we have a Zoomer here, and we have. Rob, who's my peer, not a big movie guy. I was wondering, like, on a scale of 0 to 100, your interest in the Oscars tonight is a 0, right, Rob?
-10.
-10. Can you name, what I want to know is, can you name one of the films up for Best Picture?
Nomadland?
Yes. That's one word also.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you haven't seen any of them,
no.
right?
No.
What was the best movie you saw in 2020?
I mean, probably Eddie.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, put some respect on what we
did. We watched The Fanatic in 2020. That was pretty good.
I think that was 2019. Yeah, okay. I don't watch a lot of movies unless I'm going to podcast. I'm lucky if I see anything on television, let alone
Star Wars movie.
Let alone a movie.
What about the Star Wars holiday special? I guess doesn't count as a movie.
No, I don't think it counts as a movie. Great. Yeah,
but if it did, it would be number one.
It would probably be number one. Yeah,
that's pretty funny. All right.
Are you a movie guy?
I watch the movies, but I'm not interested at this point in the award shows generally.
Yeah. Could not be less interested in the Oscars,
right?
Movies, anything that's going on there.
Mm-hmm. If something interesting happens, sorry, Nicole, if something interesting happens, like you'll find out on YouTube or Twitter. What about you, Nicole? Are you interested?
I'm not particularly interested. Like, I know some of the movies because Hulu just keeps, they're like, you need to watch The Trial of the Chicago 7. I'm like, I'm sorry, I got things to do with my life. But I love that you're able to listen to like every new album, but you draw the line at movies.
No, I feel like Akiva would look at the movies to sound very knowledgeable.
I don't like the awards part of it. I think it's like, who's voting? I at least with like, it's transparent with sports. Like, you know who everyone votes for, NBA MVP, no. MLB MVP, like NL MVP.
I don't want to hear the speeches. I don't want to like be shamed that I didn't watch any of the movies.
Mm-hmm.
Did we do a Renap Award show? Is that somewhere?
I think we did the 100th episode.
100th episode, we gave out the Renappies. Yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Every 100 episodes, that's what we do. Okay. Nicole has a vaccine buddy. Our old friend A-Rod was grateful to get a second vaccination shot today. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Yes.
Well, he should
also Jack Arms, like myself.
Not cheating on his wife.
Where are you going with this? I think you were about to said something. You're just saying that you're letting us know A-Rod got a vaccine.
Well, I was looking for something, and that was the first thing that popped up on my Twitter, that A-Rod got vaccinated.
Great, good to know.
he didn't cheat on his wife.
I thought we were still in the middle of talking about the Oscars.
He doesn't stay long enough, Nicole, to put the ring on it. So he wasn't even engaged yet.
Yeah, I still feel like once the ring is there, did you see how down bad he was on his Instagram stories? He was like filming pictures of him and J-Lo with like sad Coldplay music in the background. Like, mm-hmm. At least he's doing something.
She wasn't returning the favor.
No, I would never be that down bad. You couldn't mm-hmm. pay me to be that down bad over a man.
You know about down bad, Rob?
Down bad? No.
It's like a Twitter meme. Can you explain down bad?
So Nicole?
Eastbound and down?
Yeah, a little bit like that.
Yeah. So like I would be down bad if I like just keep shooting my shot in this guy's DMs. Like, he posts anything and I'm trying to make a conversation and he's not picking up. That's me being down bad. It's a little despy.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like a Twitter. All right, this is from Shannon. I don't believe our friend Shannon Gus. Based on the podcast Power Hour, which I really enjoyed, she says, I listened to some more episodes of the Unmade podcast. That was the podcast where they come up. Each host comes up with an idea of a podcast they'll never make. One of their ideas from episode 44, which I thought would work well for an app, was to have a podcast dedicated to writing minor complaints to companies. For example, they wrote a letter to the New York Times complaining that crosswords contain too many garden items that no normal person would get.
Yeah.
And should have more items about the periodic table.
Yeah.
There was another lengthy ode to Michael Jordan.
All right. Okay. All right. So could we, how about this? This is building off of this. Okay. We go out of our way so that we come up with a list of, we are going to write Twitter complaints to different brands and see how many responses we can get. So mm-hmm. can we write a tweet to, like, maybe we have different categories. Okay, we'll pick an airline and then write something that's not like, you know, again, in this category of like the dumbest things that we can get them to respond to us. Not like, hey, I got kicked off of a flight, and then when mm-hmm. you know, Southwest Airlines, when are you gonna, I'm gonna switch airlines, or anything crazy like that. But something along the lines of like, hey, at Hellman's, that, you know, there was, and we don't want to get, shrimp and toast crunched here, but like,
that guy still has not tweeted, by the way.
Yeah. I thought my mayonnaise was going to be,
you know, used for, I thought I was getting a 32 ounce mayonnaise and mine was only a 24 ounce. What can you do to, like, basically, could we write to brands and see how many responses we get back?
Yeah,
Nicole's
like
making a horrible face.
Yeah. I just feel bad for the social media interns that have to deal with
the complaint. I will say, you're saying intern. I feel like these people are paid professionals.
Yeah, they're paid professionals. And you know what?
We don't have to harass them necessarily, but we say it as like a catch-all. Yeah. They're interns. They're not letting interns like handle the brand on Twitter. Where
and
they
they're happy to have the response, the ability to go to there and let them say, okay, Jamie, what did you do today? I was like, well, I answered this complaint on Twitter. Like, good work, Jamie.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're justifying your salary.
Yeah, like me at a Build-A-Bear workshop, I'm like, my bear is too fluffy. Like, yes. Things that are very...
Perfect.
Okay, see, exactly. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here. I'm here for it.
How many responses do you... Like, can we write different complaints to get...
Is the goal to get everyone to respond? Like, if we're doing 10, is the goal to go 10 out of 10?
Maybe we write the complaints and then you and I bet whether they'll get a response or not.
Okay, fine.
Can we gamify
this? Are we
looking
for, like, yeah, we could gamify. Are we looking for, like, free stuff also?
I mean, I don't want to be, like,
a hazer?
Yeah, yeah. If it happens, it happens.
We never got, Laffy Taffy and I went back and forth for months. And I said, hey, send someone on the podcast who writes the jokes. We want to write Laffy Taffy jokes. They're like, okay, great idea. Let me write up the food chain. Silence. I can get back to them now.
But maybe we're also like, this is sort of maybe like a sting operation. Like, we're grading different brands, like customer service. Like, maybe we do like this, like a two-part episode. Like, maybe we record it on a Wednesday and then we get together on the weekend. And it's like, all right, actually, this is interesting. So the makers of Lemonheads candy did respond to us to apologize that their candy wasn't sour enough. They told us that they are actually going to be shipping us a lifetime supply of Lemonheads.
Oh, that would be a nightmare for you and your family. What if, like, we like tweet at Lemonheads and say, like, hey, do you and Warheads ever get together and hang out?
I mean, that's they might just ignore that.
What's the incentive to respond there? Like,
it's a Mike Francesa reference.
Mm-hmm. I don't do sports.
Yeah, I don't even know that reference.
Well, it's when someone called up and said when the New York Giants and the San Francisco Giants are in the same city, do they hang out?
Mm-hmm.
Besties.
And hang up on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Maybe
Kiva's not sold. Kiva's not sold.
I just think we're harassing the social media people a little
by
bit
by asking a question on Twitter.
I guess not. I guess we can do it. I like the idea of splitting up in two parts so we could like do the experiment and then tell people, although I guess people will see the...
We're not like, writing like hateful things. We're asking like bizarre questions to
we're not, like, affecting the
social media managers and seeing what the responses that we get.
Mm-hmm. We're spicing up their day.
Yeah.
I think we're giving back to the community.
Let's see what the listeners say.
Okay, fine. This idea is called Robin Akiva Stick the Landing from Stephanie Haber.
Okay.
Said, Robin Akiva, they talked about how badly How I Met Your Mother badly botched the finale.
Yes.
The landing in the series finale got me thinking how often this should really happen. Two ideas here. A bracket of the most botched series finales of all time, or...
Yeah.
And you guys would rewrite the winner, or you guys go through a bunch of series finales and you rewrite the endings.
Hmm.
That's from Steph.
If we were going to rank the botched season finale, I do feel like that this is where when we say like, oh, this show had a very bad ending. And then people are like, what are you talking about? I love that ending. That was such a great ending. It's like, you're deluding yourself. It was a bad ending. Come on. Let's be real.
Yeah, I don't think we need to do it. Just worth reading.
Mm-hmm. I like those lists, though. Maybe we should get like halfway through the bracket and then go like in a wild direction that's completely unexpected that everybody hates and say, see?
Yeah, I like the title Robin Akiva Stick the Landing, though. I genuinely thought we were going to be talking about like women's gymnastics. I was like, hype. I love women's gymnastics. I love doing a little arabesque off of a vault, but I feel like
more of a 32 fans idea.
Yeah, more of a 30. It's sports. We don't have to sports.
All right, Akiva, what else we got?
I mean, we could let's look through the last like 30, 40 episodes, see if there's anything we want a sequel or if we're good for now.
Okay, great.
Right. The best way to do that is we usually have to wait 10 episodes before something goes back into the sequel mechanism. This is episode number 130. So if we went back to episode 119, Robin Akiva create a game show. That was that was the show. I think we got that. I don't think we need to go
back. That was fun.
Yeah.
Am I the a-hole?
That was fun. I don't know if we need to send it back to the sequel mechanism.
Not yet. Not yet. The Hot Takeoff, that's, I think, a once-a-year thing. So
next year.
That's next year. Kazam's a movie. Renap X. That was
until
fun.
Until they make the Kazam sequel, I don't think we need to do that.
That's right. Season 3, episode 7, we don't have to talk about, nor do we have to talk about movies. Robin Akiva need a PR firm. Anything else needing PR?
I think a lot of things, but yeah. I think we're good.
Mm-hmm. Choose your own.
That was a fun episode, but I feel like that
was
the sequel to that will be.
These are all fun, but I also think like the answer should be no until proven yes.
Yeah,
you know
the
what
sequel
I mean?
Like, to that is like the next time Dr. Amanda comes on.
Mm-hmm. Viral Challenge Tournament, that was a previous appearance by our current guest, Nicole.
It's fine.
Yeah, we made a shirt with seeds on it. I feel like they get the point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Robin Akiva Tell the Truth. What was that?
That was with Corey B. That was the game show. I mean, that was a big hit, but I think that might
that was,
be that
was
oh, a
yeah,
lot
was
of work
fun.
For
that
Corey B.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was when everyone came on and we had to guess who's telling the truth. Yeah. It's called Robin Akiva Tell the Truth. I don't remember us lying.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, okay. That was very fun. We've bounced around similar ideas for a sequel. We haven't like landed on a perfect thing yet.
Yeah.
Freak It Sweet with Bryce Isaiah.
We skipped over Renap the Musical.
Oh, I don't know how we could.
I think that Jason should do another one.
Yeah, for sure. He's got nothing better to do, I'm sure.
I put that in the sequel mechanism. Jason makes another musical.
Well, I think we are going to have Song of the Summer coming on in a few weeks.
Okay.
Because it is almost, you know, we're mid-spring almost.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Akiva, superheroes. There's not much else here. Robin Akiva get dragged, swipe right. Write a bop that slaps, we just mentioned.
All right, nothing's jumping out.
Nothing's really jumping. All right, so no sequels. What about The View? That's one other someone suggested.
Go back and watch The View again?
Again, like once a year, we check in with The View, see what they're up to.
I think we're good.
Yeah. They're probably not talking about politics now. Because if you remember when we watched, all they were talking about was politics.
Mm,
I wonder what they could
talk
about.
They still talk about politics.
Oh, you do? It's just like lower ratings and less interesting?
Yeah. I mean, how many times do you see Meghan McCain in your Twitter timeline?
I guess it does. Yeah, she does go viral a lot. That is true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's a big influencer.
Is that what she is?
gets a lot of hits. Yeah.
I don't think going viral for people dunking on you makes you an influencer necessarily.
Well, what do you call that?
Just like a meme.
You're a meme?
More of she gets memed a lot, I think.
I don't know.
She gets punked.
Yeah.
She gets punked.
I don't know. You know, people who want to go viral, I think that's what their job title is, influencer.
People sent in some fun ideas for now pivoting to things that are in the wheel waiting room. People sent in some ideas for Kelly White's Zoom wedding. I think that's going to be very fun. I honestly think that if you want to do it, I think that is going to be a fun. We're up to May sweeps next week, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the last episode of April.
Yeah.
I think to, you know, maybe put that on the wheel for next week or in 2 weeks. Like that.
How
we
do
could
we
really
put the wedding on the wheel? Like that's what is it's like, sorry, Kelly, your wedding isn't until next year. It didn't come up on the wheel.
Yeah. Well, I think if it doesn't come up during sweeps, then either she could keep it on the wheel or she could get married in June on her own volition. That's like that. How exciting is that? You don't know when your wedding's going to be. People are like, hey, when's your wedding? It's like, well, let me sit you down and tell you about this podcast.
Can we get Kelly on a mailbag to just talk this through maybe?
Fine. Kelly, come on next week's mailbag pending what spins on the wheel.
Like, I think she should have some say.
Yeah, she has as much say. I mean, I've spoken to her. She's into it.
Mm-hmm.
Colin, her fiancé, is into it. Like, we've talked about it, this offline.
Mm-hmm. Well, she says she's fine. We'll just put it on the wheel. I'll get married whenever it comes up on the wheel.
I think so.
Well, let's find out for sure.
I think so. The only issue they have is that Ontario is very locked down right now. Like, you can't, like, leave your house in Canada. Canada's a mess right now, Rob. So it would be hard for them to get, like, the, you know, we can't, like, send someone to their house even because they'll, like, go to jail.
Okay. Well, let's just talk to Kelly. Let's just find out what she wants to do.
All right. Well, yeah, we could go over the wedding next week.
Nicole, do you have any thoughts on this?
So I had to look Kelly up on Twitter because I had to say, what zodiac sign would be okay with this? And she's a Leo, which really doesn't make sense. Maybe astrology's fake, because I feel like if I was a Leo, I would be having like the grandest wedding, not on a mailbag on a podcast.
Hmm.
But like vibes, though, I feel like it would be a fun time. I'll be sitting front row. Y'all said I was the premier Renap celebrity, so I got to get my cred wherever it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I actually wanted to ask you. So we one of the ideas on the wheel is famously, you know, our astrology podcast, which has been called different, you know.
Sure.
It's been called Scorpio season, Libra season. And now we're in Taurus season, right? We're up to the Tauruses, April 21st and beyond.
Yes.
Absolutely.
What is, I think, though, and I don't think we're keeping it on the wheel. I do think Taurus season is an unfortunate name, though.
Why?
What do you think? Which of the 12? I'm just thinking, like, if we were going to rank the astrology signs by the podcast name, like Libra season, that's a great name. Sagittarius season, that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Aries season is fun. Taurus season, that sounds like we're talking about four Tauruses.
Well, worst is Cancer season.
Cancer season is not great.
Mm-hmm.
We might, yeah, that is true. That is true.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say Cancer is the worst. Taurus, not great. Leo season's good. Virgo's good. Sagittarius is hard to say, but that's good. Aquarius. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pisces is good.
Look, we'll spice it up as needed.
Well, I don't know how. Well, like Cancer season, we might need a different name. But other than that, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, if necessary, we'll come up with a rebranding if it comes up and it has an unfortunate name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think Taurus is the other one that, like, Taurus is like 50-50 to me, whether we should call it that or not.
Okay. I think
that's all I got.
I think we can work around that.
That's all I got.
Okay. Nicole, do you think there's going to be any issue where people are like, well, I would have listened to it if it was Leo season, but Taurus season, not for me.
Yeah, the Taurus, like, not to get too crystals on the podcast, but I feel like they're the sign that's, like, least likely to believe in astrology, so I don't think they'll care either way. They're a very stubborn, thick sun.
Mm. What about the Taurus and the hair?
Taurus and the hair? I don't know. We got to workshop that.
Hmm. Okay. All right. We'll come up with something.
Dad joke. Still in the Will's wheel waiting room.
Yeah. I still like that. Why has that not gotten through?
Well, you just told one. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, who's saying no to that? Are you?
It's not that I'm saying no. I just, what's the structure of the podcast? I think we never came up with, like, how are we doing it? We're just coming on and telling dad jokes. Like, this is where we...
I think we have listeners submitted dad jokes, and then I think we have a panel of different people who might be the audience for a joke from a dad, such as like a TikTok Nicole type. And then if they laugh, like that's the point for the dad joke. We have like a panel of people who would think
points. It's like, whose line is it anyway, or something?
Yeah, and then I think we're the judges of, like, we're going back and forth, we're reading the jokes, where we have, like, three young women on the podcast, and we see, like, how many times that they laugh.
Why are there three young women on the podcast, just asking?
I think that is the audience that would be most likely to hate dad jokes.
Oh, okay, so, like, dad jokes are for your younger daughter. That's who you're trying to annoy with your dad jokes.
Yeah, I'm gonna groan.
Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
but will you laugh? People. Will you? Is there? Would you laugh?
I see. I'm very open minded, but I'm also a hater. So those two things open-minded. Are very difficult.
That's a good Twitter buyer. Yeah. Open minded.
Like,
hater.
Imagine how funny a dad joke would be if Kirsten McInnes was laughing at it.
Mm-hmm. That'd be really funny.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think Bernie Mac has ever told a good dad joke?
I mean, does Bernie Mac tell a lot of dad jokes?
I don't know. Anyway. Bernie Mac's her dad, for people who are lost. Anyway, I think this almost feels like, here's the thing, 45 minutes of jokes, people might get sick of the jokes. This is sort of the conversation we had last time. Is this more of a dad joke mailbag?
But where do you get this stuff from when you say that, like, are you saying this is just, have you a focus group, or this is just your theory?
This is in my head, Rob. A lot of the podcast happens in my head. Mm-hmm. I envision what
did people get sick of us talking about 12 podcasts last week? Probably.
No, because it was a different, no, nobody got sick of it. Here's the deal.
I got a few not for me's.
Yeah, but I think mostly it was pretty positive. Rob.
Yeah.
First of all, did you keep track of any of the 12 podcasts we listened to last week?
No.
Do you want a front of these updates?
Sure.
Yeah, what's Trisha up to?
What you guys neglected to mention on the podcast. So Trisha and Ethan became friends because in 2018, Ethan made a video about girls who like Instagram their photos to look unrecognizable. And Trisha was one of the women. So he started having her on the podcast to kind of open that conversation up. Long story short, Trisha falls in love with Ethan's sister's brother. No, Ethan's wife's brother.
Okay.
So now they're in-laws.
Oh,
or will be in-laws.
So okay. They were first enemies, but now he has to deal with her because they're getting married.
Yeah. So now, they're related.
Yeah, they dressed up like Beetlejuice this week. It was very cool. But with the prosthetics, you really couldn't hear Ethan talking. So I know Rob would not like that.
Yeah.
They do costumes. So you really have to tune into the video.
The YouTube. Yeah.
A lot of mukbangs and cons.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, what do you need to hear? Do you want to do a Twitter poll on this or you're out? Just be honest with me.
Don't pussyfoot around
if you don't want to do it, we won't do it.
I'm not pussyfooting.
Yeah.
Okay. So I envision when there's a podcast I'm not 100% sure about, I think 11 minutes in, is Rob going to be like, ooh, this was a mistake. Whose idea was this? Because by like the fifth dad joke, are we going to be sick of the dad jokes? And I think we might.
I think what is fun to me about this is that we have a panel of people who hate the dad jokes. So if we find one that makes them laugh, then I think we have found great dad jokes. So we are getting... Okay. Listener submitted dad jokes. The audience is involved. And then we see it like that. Oh, that was two laughs. Okay. And then we come away with this dad joke of all time.
So we're looking for the greatest dad joke of all time.
Well, yeah.
Are we looking for the greatest dad joker? Also, like, what if one guy.
I mean, if one person has all of the jokes, yeah, get them on the mailbag.
King of the dad jokes.
Yeah.
King of the dad jokes. All right. I will solicit dad jokes this week. And if people send them in, we'll put it on the wheel next week.
How and if people are like, no way, I won't listen to this podcast if you're going to talk about dad jokes, then get a life, really, because, you know, you're being a little too precious with this podcast. Yeah. We got to come up with something every single week. There's going to be some that you don't like.
It's true. It's true. Can't be everything to everyone.
Nicole, what do you think? Because there's dad jokes on TikTok.
Yeah, they don't particularly go viral. We love making fun of, like, dad jokes that are, like, cringy. But I think I like the idea of trying to get us or another group of like typical groaners to laugh. I think that there is text there, but will we be able to find enough jokes
from the audience? We'll see. Let's see what happens.
I'm not against this. I'm willing to give this a chance. I'm excited about Mr. Renap slash the Renap ambassador slash mayor of Renap. I'm excited about that too.
Okay.
Yeah, I gotta make a Reddit post. One question, I don't remember when you guys put the rise and the fall of the Olsen twins in the waiting room, but do you guys know that Melissa Denny is like the number one Olsen twins person?
Mm-hmm.
So I did a podcast with Sarah and Jess, the Shit 90s Shows Taught Us podcast.
Yes.
And I had to watch 16 Olsen movies for that podcast.
Oh my God.
Because we did a bracket and Melissa was like, I love the Olsen twins so much, put me on the podcast. So they did like a whole Olsen twins month. Like, I didn't
Melissa Denny watched 16 movies for their podcast.
She rewatched them or she already had them committed to memory?
I watched 16 movies, but Melissa was like, I love the Olsen twins so much. Let's do another Olsen twins podcast. So they just had an Olsen twins month.
Because there's
a big fan base there. You'll definitely.
I'm not against it. Let's watch High School Musical first. I also think like they covered it.
We're talking about like, we want to get like the dirt.
The
yeah. We want to hear about the bad, like shady behind the scenes of what's going on with the Olsen twin.
Yeah, the Sarkozy stuff. All right.
Yeah, the cigarettes, the bowls of cigarettes at their wedding.
They have bowls of cigarettes at their wedding?
That's an urban legend,
should we do that
right?
For Kelly White?
Bowls of cigarettes? I don't know. That's the Mary-Kate Olsen way. That was like reported on Page Six when she got married, that her and Oliver Sarkozy had baskets of cigarettes as favors.
It's a good question for Kelly.
That was
for next
at
week.
The wedding or then at when you leave, you got a bowl of cigarettes?
I think they were at the reception, like, as instead of a centerpiece, you got a bowl of cigarettes.
Bowl of cigarettes.
How do you feel, Rob?
Yeah.
That is pretty. Cigarettes are expensive. How do you feel,
depends where you're
Rob, on. About people smoking on podcasts? Because you're famously against eating on podcasts.
No, I actually like that.
You want people to be smoking a cigarette while they're on the podcast.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like that's very...
So cool.
It's so cool. It's so cool. Mm-hmm. And
do you think that would add to my image if I started smoking cigarettes on podcast?
Yes. No, are you going to cough on a podcast? Because that's not cool.
The first couple times I smoke, probably.
Yeah. And I'll add this. Smoking, not vaping.
Okay.
No vaping on a podcast?
Yeah, probably.
Cool. Call me Kiwi
smoking
Camel
cool.
or something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Vaping out. That is the Renap right. stance.
We're bringing back smoke. Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right. You want to spin the wheel?
Imagine how cool your voice would sound smoking on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
I need like a cigar, a fat cigar. For the Sopranos episode, y'all should smoke cigars.
Okay,
right,
fine.
Right.
Get a special Cuban for Nicole.
Look, if they could come out with some sort of like O'Doul's type, like harmless cigarettes.
They have like non-tobacco cigarettes, but I think they're still harmless.
I think you're still inhaling smoke into mm-hmm. your lungs. I think it's still, I think there are many, many health side effects. But mm-hmm. if you're in your own house, you know.
Yeah.
You do you, boo-boo. Well,
I think my wife would be very upset, honestly, if I started smoking for podcast.
Yeah, well, I mean, look, that is a whole thing altogether, be like smoking in a home, like indoor.
Yeah, Mike, we used to have a next door neighbor smoke, then like the smell would waft
mm-hmm.
to our house. And my kids get mad that I drink Coke Zero. They think like that's going to kill me. So smoking, they get mm-hmm. really upset about.
Yeah.
They'd hide my cigarettes.
I mean, the people that live next door to us are often like smoking in their backyard, and it sends my mm-hmm. wife through like, what? What they're smoking? I can smell it. Like, okay, mm-hmm. What are you gonna go over
tell
there?
Tell them maybe. Tell her maybe they're podcasting.
Yeah. Right. So well, that's. I mean, it's a look. It's a look. We do not recommend smoking for our listeners.
No, of course,
but
this is an anti-smoking podcast.
Yeah,
but it's a pro-smoking on podcast.
But I'm just saying, if I was listening to a podcast like mm-hmm. like Shane Powers, like famously, like mm-hmm. Smoke on a. On a podcast.
Okay.
You know, I feel like I hear somebody like lighting up a cigarette. I think I'm going to like sit up a little bit more in my chair listening.
Okay. This person has some, they might not have a lot of time to say it and they have something important to say. So we got to listen to what they're talking about.
I mean, I feel like that all the great radio voices, like they're mm-hmm. all smokers.
Probably true. Pat mm-hmm. Summerall, famous smoker.
Yeah.
You Google him, kid.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's spin the wheel.
Okay. All right. Here we go. All right. Let's go ahead and get to this week on the wheel. All right. So let's pop open our wheel program and see what is going on here. Well, Windows.
The headline.
Yes.
Rob.
Yes.
The headline is that you are a shark week. If it doesn't come up this week, it is the first thing ever thrown in the quicksand. 6 months of, you know, solitude hanging out by itself.
Yeah.
In the quicksand cannot be picked.
Nicole, how do you feel about the quicksand?
That's kind of tough just because like Shark Tank is like my comfort show. Like I'll just put it on and we just talked about the Thin Gloss 72 hours ago. It'll be sad, but you know what? Sometimes you got to let nature run its course.
Mm-hmm. Nicole, is there a lot of smoking of the cigarettes on The Real Housewives? Do we ever have any housewives that smoke?
Yes, but a lot of them are pretty good about hiding it. Like Luann smoked for the first couple of seasons, but I don't think it's particularly associated with coolness on the show, mm-hmm. but a lot of them do it.
Big Brother used to have smokers. I think The Challenge has a lot of smokers mm-hmm. and they just don't really show them smoking.
Yeah, at this point with The Challenge, you're like running across buildings.
Yeah,
and
I don't know
setting
if
off
they
explosives.
Should be
you
smoking,
need,
but yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. no, you need the lung capacity.
Yeah. Akiva, what about people that smoke a cigar on a podcast?
Those are classy people.
Those are classy people.
Cool guy.
That is cool. See that.
Yeah, we should start. Yeah, I don't know how my landlord would feel about that, but we should start.
I feel like I'm less excited about a cigar smoker on a podcast.
Okay, you wouldn't listen to them. You want a cigarette smoker. Where is this coming from?
Where's it coming from? Like I feel like smoking. That. Like I feel like that. Maybe I'm trained from like somebody's going to tell you a good story and they're like, all right, I need a cigarette for this. Okay, I feel like that's something I'm going to be like. Cigar is more like I just feel like hey, I'm a you know a fat cat. Like hey, I'm going to smoke a cigar. It mm-hmm. just seems like it comes from a place of like you know I am a ego.
Bougie,
yeah.
Okay. Cigars are bougie. Okay.
Good thing. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. So I feel a cigarette is like, I'm really like a mm-hmm. like real.
Yeah. I'm about crack. All right. Let's spin the wheel.
Come on. Come on. Why do you have to take it to like a crazy place?
Smoking on a podcast was already nuts.
All right. So season 3, episode 7. That is two spots for that. The coin flip. Crappy movie diaper. It's been a minute since we've been to the crappy movie diaper, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A long time.
People's Choice. You Are a Shark Week. Sequel Mechanism. Robert Akivi get Trek. Sex and Akivi. That's been there for a minute.
Yes.
Nicole, you have a lot of hype for Sex and Akivi.
I love Sex and the City. It is another one of my comfort shows. I don't know which one Keevy would be, though.
Yeah.
Yes, Miranda. Does he have Charlotte energy? Imagine we find out that Keevy is Charlotte energy.
Who would Akiva be?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he's notoriously against drugs, so maybe he is the Charlotte.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm SJP.
You're SJP?
You don't want to be her.
He is kind of a glue guy. Like, really, it's like there's a million people. Like, Akiva's friends with everybody, and then people are just friends with Akiva, and then it's sort of like I'm not, like, basically, like, you know, me and Chester don't hang out on our own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe Akiva's the glue, but once you watch Sex and the City, you don't want to be Carrie.
Yeah.
She's the worst.
I mean, she's somebody who I think would smoke a cigarette and podcast.
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
She for sure would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like, oh, let me listen to what she has to say. She just started smoking a cigarette.
And she's the coolest person ever. So,
The Sequel Mechanism, which has the census. Okay, I already said that. A High School Musical. Guest choice. Nicole, are you ready to go?
I do have a choice, but I won't spoil.
Okay. We have Cheaters. We just did The Real or Fake Housewives. The Project Greenlight is on the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one I'm a little nervous about, because I feel like that is that fleshed out? Is that a...
I'm ready? Not nervous about that. People are going to send in their ideas that week, and we're going to pick the best one.
Life Size with Bryce Isaiah. Aries season. Is it now Taurus season? I have to update
it. Update the log.
Okay.
For those of you scoring at home, it's Taurus season.
Taskmaster and Robin Akiva get Soapy, both added in last week's episode. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Episode 131. What is going to be coming up on the wheel? Here we go. Episode 131.
I feel like every time we're about to quicksand something, it pops up.
Oh, well, this is the wheel has ears. Project Greenlight.
Interesting. Wow.
Okay, I'm excited about that.
If it makes you feel any better, I only came up with like one fake housewife before Tuesday.
Yeah.
So I think it will be fine.
The wheel Everything is like any together. Group project of like, oh, it's due next week. All right, we got to get on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, that was really triggering.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm.
And so, I'm the guy, you know, who gets saddled with the work. No, I'm just kidding. So Project Greenlight, just for people who don't know what we're talking about, I'm going to put out a form probably Tuesday morning where you're going to give us your pitches for. Do you want movies and TV, or do you just want one of them?
Yeah, right? I think that's fine. I don't think we should be so like, no, we can't. We're only taking movie ideas because it's Oscar week.
Yeah, we're going to take movie and TV ideas. We are going to go over them. We're going to try and improve them. And then we will pick one that we want to make. And then we will send that to the Renap writer's room, and they will come up with a script. If it's a movie, I don't know. Are they gonna write the whole movie? That's why I think maybe a TV show is better. Ideally,
were they gonna write the whole TV show?
Like the pilot, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So,
or at least
we're gonna find something,
we'll
and then we're gonna we're gonna commission our writers to write this thing.
That's what we had said. We can switch it up. We're not married to anything except our lovely wives.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see how it goes. Let's talk to the writers next week.
Fine.
And so let's either
the writers, next week it's me and you.
Okay, fine.
As far as I know.
Okay. Well, who are
the writers? Don't even.
Will we know who our writers are? Because I feel like
we know who our writers. I mean, we could have them come on at the end if you want.
Mm-hmm.
We have an idea of at least a couple of them.
Okay.
Also, like, movie and TV are different. TV, you got like 8 people in the room. Movie is usually one or two. You know?
Yeah, I feel like the TV show, they should write the pilot. And maybe if it's a movie, they should write like the treatment of like sort of like basically like what's happening.
We're not
going
to write a whole movie. That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if we're starting to get some heat, though, then say like, all right, turn it into like if somebody wants buy our treatment, then we'll turn it into the script.
And Hollywood, I believe, works 90-10 ownership. We own 90%. They own 10, I think is how it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, we'll go halvesies.
33,
33, 33.
You're negotiating against yourself here.
Okay. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm excited for that idea. Project Greenlight.
That'll be fun next week on the podcast. So what should people do with their, you'll do a Google form?
I'm going to have a form, and you can, you'll be able to submit the you know, sort of basic idea, and then you'll be able to flesh it out as much as possible.
Okay. And don't forget, you can email us anytime, needapodcast@robhasawebsite.com with any ideas you have or feedback for the show. All right, Nicole, what's next for you?
probably going to go hop off, watch some more Housewives. I'm a very predictable person. Nothing really big this week. Hopefully my fever doesn't go up.
Okay.
Thoughts and prayers appreciated.
All right.
I can't believe she watched 16 movies for one podcast, Rob.
Yeah. And it, you know what? We did find the best Mary Kay and Ashley Olsen movies. So you got to check that out.
Yeah. Now, did you find that that was something that you, it was no problem to do because of the current quarantine situation, where if it was like back to when you had like a real life and like places to go, that that would have been almost impossible?
So as a Virgo, I did make a spreadsheet for myself of when I had to watch what by when. But of course, on the day before the podcast, I'm watching four Olsen movies and like just eating popcorn all day long. So yeah. You get it done. See, it's a group project. You get it done.
How do you do the popcorn?
Just keep making bowls.
Keep making, well, what do you have? A microwave popcorn, an air popper?
Yeah, microwave popcorn. You know, I'm not fancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. It's a lot of microwave popcorn.
Yeah. Hey, someone's got to eat it.
Yeah. All right. Akiva, are you a popcorn person?
I don't mind. My kids make popcorn a lot all the time. When they have movie night, they all make popcorn. I don't like I'm a weird texture person, so I don't like how popcorn feels against my teeth. This is too much information.
What do they do? Like, microwave? Everyone's doing the microwave popcorn?
They pop the popcorn. What do you think? They go to a friggin' movie theater and get it? That would be interesting, but there's no movie theater.
You know there's other ways you can make popcorn besides the microwave.
I got no idea. I don't even know how to make cereal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They pop it in the microwave. They're big. Oh, my daughter like also sometimes comes home with this giant bag of popcorn. I'll sit mindlessly and eat it all day.
Where, from like the store? Like
I don't know where she gets it from, but the movie sometimes theater? Like I don't think the movie theater, especially it's been during Corona, but like I'll just sit and mindlessly eat it all day long. And like the bag will be three quarters gone when I look up.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Akiva, what's next for you?
I'm going to record the NFL draft podcast right after this with our annual podcast with Jordan Kalish.
Yes.
We did our annual movies, ranking the best movies of the year. We didn't really preview the Oscars. We more just rank our the annual movies.
Will Jordan Kalish be banned again for the year when his picks don't come out?
I don't think we've been banning him the last couple of years, because then it's just like our problem if we don't have if we don't have him on. He has been banned a couple times in the past.
Yeah.
So we have the movie podcast with Av. NGOG, we have we had a fun episode last week, and Rob and Akiva need a podcast. Everyone should check that out.
All right, there you go. A lot of great stuff coming up on the main feed, including that I know Akiva said that that he would need to know somebody to be on the circle to check it out, but it's been very fun through 2 weeks, and we had our roundtable of everything from week two of the circle on Saturday. Nicole, have you been watching the circle?
I'm a little bit behind at the moment, but like my non-RHAP friends, like from home, are watching it. And they said, oh, we just assumed you were.
The normies are watching The Circle?
The normies love The Circle. They're like, it's more strategic than last year. So they gave me a good endorsement, usually better than the endorsement I give for them to watch Survivor. So,
yeah. And Akiva, I'll be kicking off another season of 90 Day Fiancé recaps as 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After kicks off this weekend. And Puya and I are going to be starting up another run. Yara and Jovi and Brandon and Julia and Mike and Natalie, everybody's favorite.
Oh, just three couples?
No, there's some other ones from other seasons.
Okay. All right, that's fun. Yeah, 90 Day Fiancé is great. You're getting into it, right?
Yeah, I'm getting into it. So I'm going to at least kick things off with Puya here the first couple of weeks. When that's like, I mean, the basically like a 90 Day Fiancé is like a March Madness. Sorry to bring up a sore subject, but it's like, you know, the first couple of like weekends, that's where like the magic happens. And then it's sort of like,
I agree.
You know, starts to drag
on. I think a lot of reality
on.
Shows are like that.
Big Brother, you know, also I think has a lot of that also along the way. So
it's like the possibilities are endless at the beginning, and also it's like you see a lot of the previews for what's going to happen. The challenge is very much like that, too. The challenge is like beginning, there's 30 people there. There's so much drama. By the end, it's just like, let's just do the challenges. Who's going to win?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then drags on and on. All right. So great job. Lots of fun here in this episode. Again, thanks to Sabine and Nicole for the fake and real Housewives. We'll take you out and hopefully not knock you out of an REM sleep state. With the very low sounds of Chester and the Men in Black.
Here come the Men in Black.
Very quietly.
Won't let you remember. All right, check. Let me tell you this in close.
Shh. Okay.
know it might seem imposing, but trust me, if we ever show in your section, believe me, it's for your own protection. Because we see things that you need not see.
Quiet. Very quiet. Don't smoke in bed, especially.
That's the man in. Here come the man in black.
Here they are.
Galaxy defenders.
Defending the galaxy.